Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat. The clash you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The remix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Welcome, 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 everyone, to The Remix. It is Sunday night, November the 18th, 2012, and a very, very powerful day indeed. This is the day on November the 18th dedicated to the Mother of the Stars. To the goddesses of the stars, the goddess Nut, Oshun, Urzuli, the goddess Moot, Spider Woman, and many, many more. Peace and blessings to everyone in the house tonight. As you guys know, Brother Panic is going to be joining us in just a short moment. And tonight, the topic that Brother Panic will be speaking to is Black Consciousness in the Hour of Chaos Magic. So that's going to be the show here live tonight. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to the forum. Welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. Let me go ahead and tell you how to come on over if you want to join us in chat. So if you want to join us in chat, no matter where in the world you're listening from, and we know that you guys are listening from all over the world. So listening from China, if you're listening from Japan, if you're listening from Brazil, the UK, Canada, all over the country, wherever you may listen from Spain, Germany, Italy, France, all over the world, we know you guys are listening, and it is so good to have you in the forum with us tonight. Now, if you want to come over and join us in the chat room, maybe you're a first-time listener. I know we've gotten tons of emails from a lot of first-time listeners coming, as well as Amsterdam in the house, and I see everybody representing Alaska in the house. So we have listeners from everywhere, of course, all over the United States listening, and as well as all four corners of the world. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and come on in the chat room. Now, if you're a first-time guest and this is your very first time listening and you're in the forum and you're coming in the chat room and you're a guest, all you have to do is click the sign-up button at the very bottom. And that sign-up button at the bottom, you can click that. You can come on in. You can tell us who you are. It takes about 2 minutes to sign up. And you can be right in the chat room. The Remix family will make you feel right at home. So welcome, 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 everyone, to the forum tonight. 646-652-2711 is the call-in number. And you can actually call in to listen to the show live. Or if you're an international listener, you can also Skype. And you can call and listen in as well. So, you guys, a couple of things that we're going to talk about as we get ready to welcome Brother Panic on the forum tonight. If you did not get a chance to hear the show on Friday night, it was a remix first, The Rise of Ra Giza. Wow, what an amazing show. First time on the remix, Brother Ra Giza came and really gave a very, very dynamic share. So I encourage you to definitely go back and download. Download the show that was on Friday night as well, and you can listen to it as well. So you can go back and you can download the show with Brother Ra Giza, and you can download all of those shows. If you want to know how to download, all you have to do is come on over to the Remix. And once you come over to the Remix, you can just click the iTunes button and you'll be able to download the show. You'll be able to download the show from Friday night with the Brother Rod Giver and any of the past archive shows from any of the amazing guests who have visited the platform on the Remix. Or you can download it directly to your computer. So however you choose to download, just download. Download it straight to your computer. You can download it to your iTunes or any of those devices. You can get all of that information and begin to get that. I'm moving around, you guys. I've been kind of hanging out with friends and baby Blue today. So nice to come back in and get settled in and be live here in the Remix. I want to talk about a couple of things as we get ready to go on. First, I want to give a big shout out to all the Kim Business Class members, because as you guys know, the Kim Business Class is going on, and it actually started the first Kim Business Class earlier this year. And so this is actually the third class that is going on. Amazing group of brothers and sisters that's going on in that class. So just amazing things going on right now. Also, don't forget, it's Sunday night. And if you do not have the Know Your Magic audio, the Know Your Magic, wait a minute. If you do not, people are PMing me. You guys are too funny. If you do not have the Know Your Magic deck, you definitely want to get that. You want to get the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck. And if you want to find out more about that, just go to www.msblueblast.com/cards. Orders go in on Sunday night. It's been around the world and back again. And so it's a really way to get in tune with your magic. Remember, magic is making a greater commitment to yourself and living life with a purpose. So very excited about that as far as the Know Your Magic audio workbook too. And also for you guys, I want to kind of get all of this in so we can get ready to get into the share. I know Brother Panic is going to be bringing a very powerful share tonight, and he's also going to be doing Q&A. So Brother Panic will also get to Q&A tonight too. So we got a lot of things that we're going to be covering here. Also, I want to let you guys know that the brothers and sisters, I'm excited to connect with you in the readings coming up this week. We're about to close out the year. Can you guys believe it is already November the 18th? Wow. So you want to get a one-on-one personal reading with me, you know what to do. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. So tonight, powerful night, Mothers of the Stars, the goddess Nut, lots of other goddesses in there, Oshun, Urzuli, Moot, who is in the Kim deck, by the way, Spider Woman, and so many more. So we're going to dance a little bit, everybody. Kind of move ourselves around. I see somebody saying, it's their birthday, it's your birthday. Well, happy birthday to you. In the Remix form, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight, you guys, and do what we do, always Remix style. Black consciousness in the hour of chaos magic. Brother Panic is going to be joining us right after this. Peace and love to you guys. It's so good to have you in the house tonight. Here we go.
La 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 la, the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the Remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in the Remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, so here we go, everyone. Get up out your seats, move around a little bit. Brother Panic has picked a song for tonight to really kind of help to raise that energy up so we can go ahead and welcome him to the forum and get ready to get into the share. You're live in the Remix, everyone. Peace and blessings to you. Let's get started.
You are
young.
Let's go get him again, Jeff.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Top fed off, left mom with a bundle of joy, your boy smack dab in the jungle, took tunnel vision, but he would soon become mobile. But first he bought that crack back like the yo-yo, don't play with my yo-yo, loco niggas in the hood, first niggas hating on me, it's all good, I find things like my shit don't stink, Gucci links and Gucci gooses, watching too many movies full of gooses, had some nerve, like pulling gooses, when you're 16, coming through ruthless, yeah, your boy ruthless, like Ice Cube, turn the whole city on, I'm the new plug, so if this is your first time hearing this, you're about to experience someone so cold, a journey seldom seen, the American dream, from the bottom to the top of the globe, they call me ho, it's kind of what we, when see me fall, you know my story, I've been through it all, like I felt like dying, but I ain't crying, what didn't kill me, made me strong as iron. Now I'm knee deep in the concrete, like the streets made a quicksand, it's beyond deep. I got a chemical romance, two left feet. Now I dance with the devil, please, G-O-D. Save me from the black parade, release me. My life like Grand Theft Auto, BSP. I'm in the Volvo, puffing on the la-la, ducking from the popo. Every time I drive by, say hi to the bad guy. All my mama friends like, would you just look at him? Sorry, dear mama, for your embarrassment. But give me a couple years to pray I never sin again. Got all these rival dealers trying to do me in. And all these little rappers don't know how prepared for them I am. I'm feeling like the world's against me, Lord. Call me crazy, but strangely, I love the odds. It's kind of moody when you see me fall. You know my story, I've been through it all. Like I felt like dying, but I ain't crying. What didn't kill me, made me strong as iron.
Iron.
Now these baby ballers, toy rappers, calling out my name to bring the boy backwards. Shooting air balls at the basket. What you call money, I pay more in taxes. I got crown kings down in Africa, out in Nigeria. Do you have any idea? Sold out shows, I was sold career. Joburg, Dublin, Tanzania. Lunch with Mandela, dinner with Tufali. Still got time to get water out to everybody. Everybody, fall back. Y'all rapping, I'm reenacting. CNN, you see it's accurate. ESPN, see me in action. Monday night, when the half ends. When you 10 years in, holla back then.
It's kind of for me, when see me fall. You know my story, I've been through it all. Like I felt like dying, but I ain't crying. What didn't kill me, made me strong as iron. Iron, iron.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the forum. Let's go ahead and welcome Brother Panic as he joins us tonight for Black Consciousness in the Hour of Chaos Magic. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Panic.
Peace. Can you hear me, Miss Blue?
I can, but you sound a little far away.
How about now? Is that any better?
Yeah, it sounds a little airy, though, that like we're getting some feedback a little bit.
Let me see. 1 second. I'm trying to get this little mic thing together right about now. 1 second.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can, and you're nice and loud and clear. Peace and greetings, Brother Panic. Welcome to the farm.
Peace, Almighty Mrs. Blue. nice to be in the foram.
Yes.
Nice to be in the foram. Okay, I don't know why I'm hearing shit. All right, give me one second. Just getting it together here.
That's all right. We'll let you get it
sounds
together.
Better. All right. My chi is getting in order. How's everything going out there to the remix, folks? Today's going to be a legendary night. I feel a legendary night coming on. I don't know about you, but I had a little cup of Jesus juice. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
I might have to fondle something. You know what I'm saying? I might have to fondle something. Because this shit right here that you're about to hear, you know what I'm saying, is coming from a sincere place that I hope you're ready to fucks with it. Because the thing I'm about to do with this kind of shit right here, you need to be ready for. And let me tell you, if you bullshitting in the chat room, then you missed the point. You better get your fucking notes ready. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Get your goddamn notes ready. Okay, let me turn the mute down on the computer because something ain't right. We just getting right here. All right. There we go. All right, there's a few things going on. Mr. Hemet has had a breakthrough and says Mr. Hemet feels I'm the avatar these days. I must reveal Bobby's breakthrough for you guys, which is very powerful indeed. So get your writing pens ready as the chat room fills up. You know, we got a lot of things to talk about, but we need to get this foundation out the way. You know what I'm saying? Because we about serious business in the remix. At least that's what I was told. You know what I'm saying?
That's not what we told. That's what we do. That's what it is.
Woo! If I wasn't from the Remix family, I would take that as a very serious promotion just now.
That's what it is.
It is what it is. But I get the emails and I get the questions. So, all right. So what he said was, people kept calling him, asking him about Obama and these numbers. And in particular, Obama won the electoral vote by 303. So I spoke about it before. He spoke about it. There are books, occult main books, that you can get a reading based upon any number frequency. One of the standards, to cut it down, is Aleister Crowley 777. but what we've explained to folks is that there is a book that expanded on this. This was called The Complete Magician's Tables by Stephen Skinner. I've talked about it before. So therefore, if you're dealing with numbers, for instance, your birthday, or if you understand the concept of numerology with the vowels in your name, the consonants in your name, you can get a number frequency, and through every system, it basically in existence, what you can do is there find what that number frequency means, what demon, devil, angel, spirit, goddess, or god that is, what crystal, cowrie, shell, color, and the list goes on. So what you want to have anyway for this type of thing is the complete magician's tables. And in it, so when he did the 303, what he found, because 777 deals with double digits, they do not go up to three digits, but the complete magician's tables goes up to three digits. Now, when Obama came in 2008, it was around the time he was dealing with the angels, the angelic stimulus check, and all the rest of that angelic energies he was dealing with. So we need to first understand what an angel is. An angel is an angle of light. It has nothing to do with biblical or special race. Angles of light, or higher frequency defined angles of light, or angels, are nothing more but what you can tap in, become. Some of us who are advanced come down here at an angle of light or as an angel later on to do a certain work conducive to the definition of that angelic definition, if you will. And I'm sure y'all with me on this. So the number that they give to this system, or the system is called, let me, my eyes ain't what they used to be. Let me just angle this light. The Shemha Mephiresh is how it's pronounced. The Shemha Mephiresh. And those are the 72 angles. The opposite of those 72 angels are the 72 goatic demons, or the Goetia. These are both balances with this number frequency of both balances, positive and negative polarity, thin. The angels and the demons are one thing, because the Shemharesh has its goetic counterpart. It's light and dark. And we only know that's about polarity, and using both of them are balance. In my book, I have a whole chapter on how to balance it out, how to activate them and put them together. If you study, like Crowley had the OTO, there's another one, OTA or some shit. But
right.
to find it, the leader of that is a guy called Polk Runyon. And you used to find this stuff on YouTube, perhaps you can, where he explains in detail about how it's real conducive to mix what they call the high magic, the angels, and the low magic, the demons, as one. And that one becomes the Ring of Solomon, which is the five-pointed star downward, or represented also as Baphomet. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So he explains in these higher orders, while we're still walking around with a religious mindset of separation, good versus evil, that these things
right.
are supposed to be one. Now, in an older understanding of it, you have Set, who conspires against Osiris, but he has what they call the 72 conspirators of Set, which is a code word for the 72 demons and also angels that reside on the pineal gland. There are 72 chakras, or minor chakras, on the pineal gland. So the energies or the details of your pineal gland, you can find in the Shemha Mephiresh or the Goetia. That's why when you have so-called dark guys, I'm a dark magician, a dark dude, you're only doing half your business if you're dealing with just the goetic deities. You must deal with the angelic deities, because we don't like to use the word angels, because Christianity has used it to a point where you think it's a Christian thing. But when you go beyond, when you go beyond your logical understanding and get into your metaphysical or occult science, all this shit is about light. As there is light in the so-called, there is no such thing as darkness. If you were in an all-white room, you would just be just as blind in an all-black room. So white and black has nothing to do with darkness or light. Only later day explained in the symbology of ignorance and light, based upon the true idea is to bring darkness out of light. So out of what's unknown is represented as negative polarity, to what is known represented as positive polarity, white light. So it became white is good and dark is bad. But that is Christian concepts. The idea is to balance both of these goddamn energies. You get what I'm saying? So you must know about these angelic forces. And years ago, when Bobby was dealing with so much angels in the angelic stimulus check, this was a process, process of that other half of that dark side coming online in our favor, because it all must come back to us. No matter how corrupt and far you think it has gone on a physical level, that means if you if you choose to believe this on a physical level, then it means the light has that true light, or the power is only following your physical mentality. Therefore, you can't have access to it because you think they're talking about some shit from the Catholic Church.
Right.
And that, to keep you out of it that way, or to try to scare you out of the Goetia thing, is to keep you from bringing these things together to come as one. One Well, God is the number one. And just as a note, zero is the feminine energy. What comes before
right.
God? Nothing or zero, which means
okay.
the woman comes before God. So that one, you're supposed to at least become the one before you go through that great gate, that great feminine gateway.
Mm-hmm.
So as becoming the one, you must bring it all together into one understanding. Therefore, if you're still talking in separation, you have failed.
Right.
That's the dark side. That's the light side. So we need
mm-hmm.
to understand, as we were dealing in 2008 heavy with the angelic forces to bring this shit back under the fold, Obama came up with a lot of angelic energy, meaning, as I pointed out, some of us come down on an angelic angel. So when we did the 303 in the Complete Magician's Table, those who have the book, or you may
yeah.
want to write it down for when I trust that you're going to get the book, page 48. And when you do the number 303 on a page 48, it comes to the numerical number of 61. Obama was born in 1961. And before I give you the name of the angel, dang, well, my eyes ain't what they used to be. I really need glasses. I'm playing. It's really like that. Yo, I can't read I can't read vitamin bottles or no kind of shit like that no more. This shit is real. Shit, you should see what I got going on here. And still squinting. Okay. Obtains the friendship of a person, dominates astronomy and physics. Influence the sensitivity of the heart. Now, astronomy represents the cosmos, and the physics represents the physical world. So you're talking about
right.
someone who's connected to both, and
right.
you're talking about who influences the heart, Obama. This is 301
right.
to 305, which is 303. The name of the deity is called Umabel, spelled U-M-A-B-E-L. And in now they're getting this from the Hebrew text. Let me get Bobby's notes that he gave me. It is also called Umabel, O-O-M-A-B-E-L. So Bobby had me write that out, O-O-M-A-B-E-L. Now all of these angels have L on the end of their name. These L's are nothing more than titles. So he said cross out that L. And I was left with O-O-M-A-B. He said, now put that B in the middle of that O-M-A. You have straight Obama.
Yes.
It is
yes.
spelled Obama. So we just decoded the angelic frequency of Obama. And there's another,
yes.
He broke it down, and there's another energy, E-I-A-E-L, that also connects to his numbers, the popular vote. Helps console in adversity, obtains wisdom, dominates change. In 2008, what did Obama run on?
Time to
make change.
That's right.
And influence occult sciences. So the angelic frequency that you could call on now, because that angelic frequency here is Umabel. So those who do the work. Those who do the work. You know what I'm saying? We got to get brother in Bobby's vacation. He's still dropping some shit that
yes.
is quite valuable. You get what I'm saying? Quite valuable.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Quite valuable. You know what I'm saying? So
always.
So he went in because people kept bothering him for and found out his angelic name, his true name, or his true angle of light, his true mission here as the Umabel. So that's the angle we in now. So, if you were to deal with this, what you would find is you are dealing with end-time events, end-time, end-time cosmic energy that's at its height now. That's why it's manifesting itself now. You get it? So you don't deal with Obama because he's the president. That is
right.
that is poppycock. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't deal with Obama because you feel he's going to help you with fucking health care, a stimulus package,
right,
or more money at your job. That's not right. what we do here in the remix, or at least what we're not supposed to be doing here in the remix. And Miss Boo got your niggas
right.
back. So y'all better do her proud with this goddamn common sense thing, at least. And the common sense you need to add to this is you're talking about he's still showing you within the mess of this goddamn reality
right.
how to look classy, how to really pop your collar, how to beat some white folks. To us, it means nothing on a practical level, but
right.
symbolically, because
yeah.
as an occultist, as a person who studied metaphysics and the rest of the shit that you call yourself into, what you are looking for is symbology. That is what's supposed
yeah.
to clean your clock here. That's what's supposed to get
yes.
you out of bed. You get what I'm saying? You're supposed to
right.
soak your nuts for symbols. Soak nuts for symbols. You wipe your vagina from front to back, not back to front. So front to back for symbols. Back to front for strippers. You get what I'm saying? Get it together. So we're dealing with symbology here. So what's important to us is to fucking realize and decode symbols of energy to therefore
yes.
deal with what's before Obama. This angelic
mm-hmm.
name, which is ours, is before Obama. So the thing that's given Obama human swag comes from a spiritual origin. We deal with
mm-hmm.
the origin here. We old folk. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tell them, Bo Hurdle, I see you out there. We old folks. We don't deal with, is Obama going to do or say something on CNN to make us proud? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Ridiculousness. What we're dealing with here is this is the information we're constantly looking for. Now, I hate for this to sound like a cheap plug, but fuck it. I think I could deserve a cheap plug. You will learn how to do this shit in my class. You will learn this shit. You know what I'm saying? But hey, don't take me. Ask my satisfied customers. You get what I'm saying? Ask my satisfied customers. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I need an infomercial. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm selling a juicer for this goddamn class. Believe you me, the shit is going on to even have the energy that I have now to do this show tonight. Y'all need
oh,
to understand
yeah.
how taxed. I did a class today, which is 4 hours of me talking. Believe you me, that shit is a different, you know what I'm saying? That's
oh,
a
yeah.
horse. That's a horse
sure
of a different color. You know what
it
I'm saying?
Sure is.
Come on and do this shit later. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
But usually when I do this, I'm doing nothing all day. You know what I'm saying? Maybe,
right.
maybe I'll yank one out, you know what I'm saying, to a,
right.
to a porno, and that's the most work I'm going to do on a remix night. You know what I'm saying? Rub one out. But to do a whole class, you know what I'm saying, finish up around 5 o'clock and then to get it back on is a big deal. And I don't mind doing it because y'all don't
okay.
mind buying herb packs. You get what I'm saying? So this is a synergy here. You get what I'm saying? This is a synergy. You get what I'm saying? You scratch my back, I scratch yours. You know what I'm saying? I know I have a big scratcher if you niggas is really listening to what the fuck is happening here. So that was a breakthrough that Brother Bobby had. He subtly asked me to share that the next time I open my mouth. So the nicest way I can say he asked, but, you know, you got to do it. You know what I mean? You got to do it. And I do not mind. That man has given me so much shit. He's given everybody so much shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You cannot ask, but shit. You know what I'm saying? Good man there. Now, let's get the rest of this infomercial out the way. So let me take a sip of water. I'm looking in my computer at the chat room and saying, look, very seriously, all you niggas in the chat room, you need to get up in my motherfucking class, goddammit. I'm going to tell you this shit right now, goddammit. If you want to be somebody, if you want to do something with your life, if you want to go to work and feel you are better than the person who has to sweep the front of the store or empty them goddamn carts of all the shit that people don't want in Walmart, you ever go to Walmart? And they got the whole back room filled with carts of shit that you got to put back on the shelf. Boo! That right there, boy. That shit right there, that's a fucking holocaust. You get what I'm saying? You know, them old ladies be walking around with a whole bunch of shit in a cart that niggas didn't want. You lazy nigga, get to the checkout. You know something? I don't even want these bananas. Would you put these bananas back for me by the end of the day? You know what I'm saying? That shit is a pantheon of shit. In my class, you will bypass that. Having to get in a cart and put back a bunch of deshelled shit from Walmart. I can guarantee that. That's a guarantee. See, nobody can guarantee shit. I can guarantee that.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, real talk here, that this class is doing more miracles than a little bit. And if you do not know, in December is my next cycle. December is my next cycle of classes. So if you don't know about it, I've been doing these classes, teaching young upstarts the true science of magic. What they're first finding out, this shit is not a lecture. This shit is strictly teaching you the how to be on your feet, independent, know your shit, and become a peer. I never got off on dispensing
right.
information as if I'm from a place that you cannot be at. Never. Never. So what my whole shit was that if I could do it, anybody could do it. What
yeah.
I figured out was the methodology of how to do it. And I finally put down a curriculum that puts you in the methodology of how to come up with your own answers. You no longer have to ask me, Panic, what do I do on Halloween? You will be able to say, Panic, guess what I did on Halloween? And you should try it. You should try it too, nigga. Because that's what I'm looking for. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Real teachers make motherfucking magicians. They make other teachers.
Oh, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Oh,
they make
yeah.
other
so
motherfucking
true.
Teachers. Real teachers make
so
other
true.
Teachers.
Yeah.
Real tomfoolery niggas make followers. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
yeah.
So this is another thing I promise you besides not being able to work in Walmart and put all that shit back on the shelves. The next thing I will promise
you know
is you'll walk out this class a motherfucking magi, a motherfucking teacher, a motherfucking nigga that knows what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and what the fuck to do when it's time to do it. Not walking around this motherfucker talking about, guess what, nigga, they spray chemtrails. What am I going to do? I better sign on to the remix to figure it out. No, you will then find the remix much more enjoyable because you will be able to sign on and enjoy your consciousness. You get what I'm saying? As opposed
right.
to feeling depressed up against the wall. You know what I'm saying? Like you just on heroin or some kind of shit like that. You'll come here and them hearts and shit that you're putting up in the chat room, you'll really mean it because you will love the new mindset that I helped to emerge in you that was sleeping in you but was always in you. You get what I'm saying? Next class, my niggas, is in December. Motherfuckers is already paying their goddamn down payments now. You better get in now, nigga. Shit, this shit is like goddamn the QVC hotline. We only got 25 left. Know what I'm saying?
Oh my
you niggas
God.
Better get your get in now. Know what I'm saying? Get in now. This shit is working. But hey, don't take my word. I got satisfied viewers. So everyone has submitted their emails. They submitted their emails. What you can do is email that person. I ain't even got to be in it, nigga. I ain't even got to be there. Just email them. Is Planet talking a bunch of shit right now? Or does he really know what you're talking about? And watch the niggas going, nigga, that nigga got me out of Walmart. I was putting away so much shit. Sneakers. You know, Walmart got a whole bunch of categories of shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm cutting down the categories. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I had to put back a 50-inch screen, fucking dildo, a pot roast, a fucking Spider-Man DVD collection, a goddamn rubber bands, lotion, a fucking Etch-a-Sketch, and all in one night. know what I'm saying? All in one night. But no, no, not after you take the class. You'll be able to tell Walmart, kiss my ass, put me on register. Kiss my ass, put me on cleanup, nigga. Put me at the door. You'll have power in the land of Walmart. You get what I'm saying? So all this shit here to say, listen, you want to be a fucking magi? Stop the bullshit. I hold no. You think I'm going crazy now? Oh, this is reserved, nigga. I might come to class naked. Just to prove a point. Just to prove a point. I'll come to class naked. I ain't got nothing to hide. I ain't got no ego. Let me stop fucking with y'all. Listen, people don't get this concept neither. The classes are on Skype. You do not have to come to Atlanta if you live in fucking Canada. Stop asking me some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Stop that. Nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. You know what I'm saying? Listen, on Skype, 20 people are on Skype. Each, oh, I do them on Saturday and Sunday, you'll get an option. But I'm not going past 20. Not going past 20. So you need to get in now. You get what I'm saying? I give you niggas a break. I let you play half now, half later. Or you can pay the full price. If you are magical enough and you put away enough shit in Walmart to have that level of the game. My classes are very cheap because I added the love aspect in it, even though it's some fake love for a lot of you niggas, but it's still me willing to give you fake love, which is more than a lot of niggas are willing to give you anyway. So you should accept the fake love of me giving you a very affordable price, a very realistic price, and you get much of me. Shit, I'm even giving you niggas my phone number. That's a lot for me. That's a lot. That's almost like me giving you my phone number is equal to saying, guess what we having for Thanksgiving? A fucking unicorn over. You know what I'm saying? That's how magical that is. You need to understand that. You get what I'm saying? You need to understand that. So there's a lot going on here. You get what I'm saying? A lot going on here. And like I said, I'm going in. I have been recording these classes, so let's say you can't make it each day. You get the recording. It's a lot of good shit going on. And to a lot of people who's taking the classes, all my OGs, all the OGs of the remix were the first in. Real talk. I really get this now. This shit is about the remix family. And now I truly understand another layer why I can only do shows for Ms. Blue. And many people ask to this day. My answer to them is, now since I established I could only do shows with Blue, now it's easy to say no. Well, you know, Ms. Blue is going to fuck me up. I blame it on Blue now.
You know what?
You know what I'm saying? Ms. Blue is going to fuck me. You know that Ms. Blue, though. You know what I'm saying? Before I was like, well, and okay, I'll see. Now, Miss Blue, oh no, Miss Blue fucks me up. I can't do it. It's been established now. You get what I'm saying? But I have no desire to go anywhere else. You see, brother, you see me on the show, I'll be talking like motherfucking Gil Noble on everybody else's show.
You know what? You is so.
Well, you know, the black race has been through so much trials and tribulation. That a spiritual break is quite necessary. Wait, we're going to commercial break. No, Ms. Blue, she lets you come to the show with your testicles out. Keeps it real. You know what I'm saying? She kept it real with me. I got to keep it real with her. Ms. Blue, till I die, nigga. If there's no more Ms. Blue, I don't give a fuck. I'll start filling out applications. I'm not going anywhere else. That's my girl. Y'all need to understand that's our cosmic sister. And it's well worth it. You get what I'm saying? It's well worth it. So y'all need to understand. This is a miracle going on. This is some fucking goddamn Harriet Tubman shit going on in this class. You know what I'm saying? I would free more of y'all if y'all only knew y'all needed to be free and was slaves. You get what I'm saying? I could free more of y'all. I could free more of y'all niggas if you only knew you were slaves. You get what I'm saying? Listen. This is how you get in, niggas. PanicPack at Hotmail.com. I know that shit's simple, and I know you know how to do it, because if you didn't know how to do it, you wouldn't be in the fucking chat room right now. You get what I'm saying? You put me in the chat room. Miss Boo says she can't breathe. But don't worry.
You know what?
I'm tired from all this class. I'm not going on this energy all night. Y'all had your fun for the night because I'm about to teach y'all what the fuck black consciousness in an hour of chaos magic is really all about. So we about to slow this motherfucker down. Y'all ain't getting me on this shit. I'll be gonna fucking get out the phone and need fucking to stand in the corner for a while with a dunce hat on, fucking with y'all niggas. So, y'all had your laugh out louds and giggles icons for the night. So, listen, real talk, anybody serious about going to the next level, because next level shit is happening, panicpack@hotmail.com, get in this fucking class. And if you're too lazy to get in the class, nigga, you bet to get an herb pack. A herb pack now more than ever, nigga. For real, if you got a broken vagina, a herb pack will fix it. I'm trying to tell you. If you only use your penis for peeing, guess what? Get an herb pack. And the herb pack 3.0 is coming soon. So all you fucker niggas who's ready to fuck around, oh, panic. I need my herb pack straighten me out. Wait till I put that 3.0 on your ass. Panic, don't send me that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? My lips don't work. My scissors to the left. You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to hear around this motherfucker. Believe y'all me, y'all hearing all this shit because Jesus said, look, drink some liquor before this show. I'm like, I don't even drink like that no more. Go ahead. So she's a pusher, basically. She pushed that on me. And now y'all getting this shit. But don't worry. Y'all not getting this all night. I'm not that fucking drunk. Y'all niggas is getting a regular fucking lecture in a moment. So, herb packs, if you don't know what I got, you need to email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. I'll give you a whole list of what I got going on, which is basically herbs for all forms of your fucked up-itness. All forms of your fucked up-itness. Love pack, money pack, dream packs, hex packs. So if you got something bad on your ass, booyah, you can smoke it away. Or for you, homo thugs, you could drink it in the tea. You know what I'm saying? Baths. I can get anything off your ass in a bath. Negativity. You need love, you get it in your aura. We put that in your aura. We do that for you. We do that at panicpack@hotmail.com. That's what we do for you. We put it in your aura. You know what I'm saying? Damn it, I love you. Damn it, I love you. So I love you so much, I'm going to make a hex bath, a negativity bath, a bath that is, and I'll just send you Ivory soap if you need to clean your funky ass. You get what I'm saying? If you don't need nothing spiritual and you just need to wash your ass, I'll also send you soap. You get what I'm saying? I got a big chunk of black soap in my garage from Medina. So if you need that, just call me. You know what I'm saying? We do chicken right here. We do chicken right. And say, I got a lot of energy now because I had to get some colonics. You heard me? That's right. You heard what I said. That's what I said. I had to get colonics, nigga. I was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you. Especially for the 2012, if y'all niggas is in the cuffs, y'all niggas going to have to get your ass clean. I had to come up with it, son. Listen, son. I don't lie to y'all. I'm going to tell you what it is. I had to get on that machine for the 2012. You know what I'm saying? For the 2000. This shit is the Mayan science. Crazy core tube is in a colonic tube, nigga. For real. My gut's gone. Everything. Yo, this shit. Nigga, I look like Jack LaLanne in this motherfucker. Khadija just came and said, you're going off. You know what I'm saying?
Miss Blue got to hear all that.
He said, Miss Blue got to hear all of that. She came in on the colonic shit. maybe you want to move on from the colonic shit. Miss Blue need to hear all of that. Listen, it's important. You know what I'm saying? Shit's important. You know what I'm saying? Shit's important. You niggas need to get over it. You know what I'm saying? You niggas need to get over it. You know what I'm saying? If you get that colonic thing in your ass real quick, then you may have a problem. See, I had to ease it in. You know what I'm saying? That was the difference. So, you know what I'm saying? I had to ease it in. You know what I'm saying? And I got off the chicken. What'd you say? No, I'm straight. Like, so I also, the spirit kept making me sick. You know what I'm saying? Because you would need, no, we ain't talking enema. We talking colonic. You know what I'm saying? That's the super deluxe caliente special. You know what I'm saying? We ain't squeezing no cup or nothing in your lower colon. You feel that shit on the other side of your ass. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You sitting in that motherfucker going, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. You start smelling like KFC. Chicken Popeyes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Swanson's. Mac and cheese. Like Kraft. Hamburger Helper. Shit you ain't eaten since you was 14. You know what I'm saying? Cheese doodles. All that shit coming out, son. You know what I'm saying? And I ripped. Bobby did it the hard way. You know what I'm saying? That nigga just didn't eat for the whole spring. You know what I'm saying? That nigga took a whole fucking season and didn't eat. You get what I'm saying? Didn't eat for a whole season. I said, fuck that, nigga. I ain't doing what you do. You give a fuck how much you taught me. I'm not doing what you do, nigga. I'm going to get the shortcut. Stick it in, Doc. You know what I'm saying? You seen a nigga put on that glove, got that grease, and said, look, we need to get ready for the new millennium, nigga. We need to get ready for the shift. You get what I'm saying? For the shift. You know what I'm saying? Just that nigga said, yo, all you have to do is just take your pants off, leave your shirt on. I said, fuck that. I'm getting butt naked for this. You know what I'm saying? Remember when you was little? You know what I'm saying? You ran in the house from outside. You had to take off all your clothes to get one of them butt-naked shits in. You know what I'm saying? I said, the fuck that nigga. I'm getting 100% nude, nigga. Bring some wine in here, motherfucker. The nigga had the nerve to have comedic pictures all around his office. I was like, damn, nigga, you got Anubis in your office, nigga. What are you saying here? You know what I'm saying? The embalmer? The Lord of the Underworld, nigga, that is so appropriate. Shit, you be in that house, fucked up. I was in that motherfucker. What should I be eating, Doc? You need to eat raw. Buy my wife's book, nigga. I said, how much? You know what I'm saying? Got that shit home, was like, man, what the fuck did I get that shit for? I was buying everything, all probiotics, I need it. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah,
like I said, that mm-hmm. shit is what the spirit was. See, I was feeling sick. Bobby was feeling sick. Had to clean out because you talking to niggas who was raw dog dealing with hard spiritual energy where nothing would really make us sick. You know what I'm saying? We was monatomic gold niggas tenfold. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? This shit was in us because we dealt with the spiritual energy. So something had to make mm-hmm. us sick to change up diet. Nigga, my humans niggas call me Mr. Chicken. You know what I'm saying? I thought I would never get that shit up. I stopped eating pork in the 80s when you niggas was still walking around, you know what I'm saying, with fucking TLC, Ain't Too Proud to Beg clothes on and shit. I been stopped eating pork, stopped eating beef in the 90s, but not that chicken, baby. Oh, give me a wing, you know what I'm saying? Give me a wing, nigga, and I can fly. I wasn't getting off of that in Turkey. Shit. The spirit said, do not eat it. I would look at it, smell it, and get sick. I'm like, no, this can't be happening. You get what I'm saying? Not saying everybody should do it, but then everything in my system for years just in there had to go. The shit was making me sick. I couldn't breathe. Motherfucking niggas kept saying the colonics. I said, how dare you insult me with this? Had to get it. So if you feeling under the weather, not peakish, you better find a colonic place and just hold your breath. Hold your breath. Get a glove. You know what I'm saying? And do your thing. And I know it's spiritual because my OG niggas, not conscious niggas, OG niggas, my man Prince that I talk about. I'm like, how do I break the news to him? This is what you're supposed to get. How do you say that? Listen here, dog. They're going to have to put something up your ass for at least 3 visits. He said, shit, my wife already set me up on appointment, nigga. I said, whoa, what you talking like that for? This is scaring me. He said, shit, nigga, I'm already on it. So I said, that's spiritual. Then I talked to my man Dane. Knew him since mm-hmm. I was 2 years old, 42 years. Yeah, kid, this is what I'm doing right now, kid. He said, shit, nigga, I'm on number 2. What? How the fuck is this happening? Either we old or this shit was some Osirian shit going on. But naturally, they're knowing you got to let what's, because we're coming in, we're in this new phase, but it's coming to a head. And what is really shit is really just letting it go.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all got to let this go. Y'all got to let this
very
go.
Very powerful.
So,
yeah.
Now the magical items I'm selling as we're coming into this new phase, we raising it up. I go into extreme detail in class what this new phase is, how to raise it up. This class is a hands-on how to do. So if you feel you're stuck and you don't want to say it and want to sound cool on theories and information and you haven't broke through, this is what you learn in the class. I give breakthroughs, which will help you at Walmart. All right? So herb packs, CDs of chance, baths, belladonna, cyclomancy, magical oils with lectures to back them up. You name it, we got it, we do it. I got more shit coming all the time. I'm going to have some poojas coming real soon.
Oh, good.
To a panic pack at hotmail.com near you.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all niggas need to be emailing always to see what's going on. See what's going on. Listen, y'all need to stop sending emails like you thugging me. Everybody gets served. You paid money, you get your shit. You paid money, you get your shit. But you have to realize, I love using Ms. Wu's words in this case, which is, you ain't the first motherfucker with the idea to buy an herb pack.
Right.
So while you think you're talking about respect, you need to respect the people who paid before you. You get what I'm saying? Because I have to serve them. If I become Amazon or eBay to rush you speedy deliveries, then you don't get what's more important, the information that you're receiving tonight, which it supersedes anything. What you need to get out your mind is the mind control of what you've been doing all these years on Amazon and eBay. I also will use more Miss Blue's words when I say this thing is a spiritual thing I do. It's not an assembly line. It's not a fucking, I'm not selling goddamn baseball cards here. So when you get it, that's when it's supposed to get it. Your money will never, this has been going on for 3 years. I cannot do it and steal your money for 3 years. It just doesn't happen like that.
Right,
so you need to get off, you need to stop emailing me, say, Mother Panic, as if I'm going to jerk you. That's what you need to get off your mind. You get what I'm saying? That's what you need to get off your mind. If you need to ask me where the progress is, I understand it. You still paid your money, and I respect that you paid your money, but you need to respect that we're not doing the same thing as Amazon. You order goddamn, you know what I'm saying, ISIS papers or some kind of shit on Amazon, and the shit comes a week later. They ain't doing what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing something else.
Right.
So you need to understand, I got you. You know what I'm saying? These supplies are, I do this show, and maybe 20 people who email me, and maybe 100 people. So therefore, after I pack up 100 packages, I'm out of herb pack, have to wait a week for more to come for you. You get what I'm saying? So I can't, there's no way to gauge it. There's no way to tell. You get what I'm saying? And I can't buy in such bulk that it sits around forever.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be fresh mixed and fresh dressed like $1 million. All right, so we're an hour in. I want at least, I got to do a lot of reading for my notes. But I want to explain to y'all something that's going on that was inspired, and this is what this lecture is going to be about tonight. Miss Blue, before I go in, would you like to say anything to the people?
Panic.
Mm-hmm.
No panic. Just to let you do what you do and be inspired. I love being inspired.
Okay, I'm reloaded. Now, let me explain something to these folks because everyone seems to be real magical, but ain't no fucking magic happening. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Same old routine shit. The most magical, unmagical niggas on the planet I have met. So we need to understand what I've said before and what's coming even more to a head is we need to understand mentality here. Our mentality here towards what it is we're doing in occult science is all twisted. Simple as that. Your approach is everything. Your thought is everything. And what we are doing is thinking in the context of what we have been trained into as a form of our Holocaust, which is no more than religious. So even dealing with metaphysics and the occult and all this stuff you swear you're coming out of, you haven't changed the mentality or the motif or the format for this stuff to be truly effective. Effective where you feel it, where you don't need to put it up in a status message or wear it in your dress or your beautiful locks, where it is, you know it so much so, and it's so natural and overwhelming because you have tapped into the true power, not just the thought of power, or have maybe some petty breakthrough or some petty realization. Now, there in the occult studies, there are books, usually the darker books, that kind of speak to the true mentality, which is our true scientific mentality. The first thing you need to understand is we, when we created this, we had a scientific mind. In later day, we had what you now call a traditional mind, a cultural mind, which was the mind of systematic use of science for masses of people who no longer could get into it or access it on a scientific level. Therefore, all the African traditions in the later day that you're trying to access, the cultural system, the each one teach one, these fucking sayings were a later day concept that the priesthood had to give people to create something called moralism. Moralism and spirituality are not the same thing. Moralism is a later day concept that was given to masses of people who no longer had access to deeper spiritual understanding. Simple as that. Simple as that. So what we need to understand is the line in the sand. So when you heard me for years on the remix talking about, look, the shit you doing, old goddess, old queen, why you think I'm just joking and just clowning folks for doing that, what I'm talking about is they're trying to use goddess concepts, magical concepts, advanced concepts, and try to add moralism to them to make yourself feel good. Moralism was always for the masses. For instance, if you take Tibetan Buddhism, everything you know about the Buddha and meditating and Buddha saying that which is water, which is wet, when we all get wet, we all connected, all that bullshit is later day. Tibetan Buddhism, they were dealing with straight channels, straight shamanistic approach. All they were concerned with is what the spirit world had to say, which is nothing but the subconscious mind, which is nothing but the real self, which is nothing but Akasha, which is what you go to get blue, what you go to get Miss Blue, get readings from Miss Blue to learn out what's really real. So once the people could understand these concepts, once they was foreign from these concepts, they had to give them a moral understanding of these things so they can live morally. In the Hindu Kush, in the Hindu, it became karma. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And culture and tradition was later day. So now what you have is a bunch of black folks in America who says, well, we understand this American thing is wrong and Christianity is wrong. What's the next thing we should do? It came down to Afrocentricism,
mm-hmm.
which is basically following old African tradition. But no, because old African tradition is better than Christianity knee-slapping and goddamn tambourine playing, we have accepted this as a high level or pristine level. No one has ever probed that, guess what, that was a low level, and why we accept religion so easily, some hard with others, but why it exists today is because it follows a mindset that we fell to even when we was doing African traditional spirituality. If you watch anything on old African spirituality, you will see it is hand in hand with a religious worshiping mindset. As a scientist, this is not what you do.
This is not what we should do. This is not what you should be doing now. And as we move into this new cycle, that traditionalism, that religious motif must die. You cannot call yourself a god or a goddess and still have this worshiping, following, rule mentality. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. Now, I explained this before. Mm-hmm. Aleister Crowley, as sinister as everyone says he is, if you look at his true work, he's never done nothing with he's done everything with little success. The only thing that is really considered his biggest breakthrough is contacting his deity, AWAS, which gave him information called now the Book of the Law. So white folks are following this Book of the Law. And one of the lines in the Book of the Law that this deity, AWAS, which was a priest of Horus, gave to him was, do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. Meaning, as we move into this new reality, this new aeon of time, do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. So all of these white Illuminati occultists that you're so in love with and think you're decoding while you're dealing with all the bullshit deception that they send you, what they're dealing with is do as thou wilt. That's why they walk around the planet doing what the fuck they want to do to you, because they understand there's no such thing as fucking karma. There's no fucking such thing as something's coming back, while your black ass is trying to do something from a different time called fucking Mayat. That time is over. Get it through your fucking head. If you're in jail, you don't get to walk around in jail talking about my chakras are out of balance. You're in fucking jail. You better get a shank and ask your niggas to put something on your commissary, because that's how you survive in jail. If you are out and got, if you're in a balanced state and all this shit is balanced, then you talk about fucking my yacht. You react accordingly. You don't believe me? What you need to do is go watch Shaka Zulu again, who said while these niggas was doing war and they were putting on feathers and sandals and it was this big fucking pageant, what he did was chop his sword, took off the sandal, and started stabbing them niggas in the thigh. And they said, what the fuck are you doing, you animal? He said, no, I had premonitions of what is coming. This white man is coming, and we need to be prepared, because that's now my yacht. The balance of what's going on, the balance of what's going on with what's coming in this new age. In the Moses story, what do you think it means? They were going into the age of Leo, coming out the age of Taurus. They see the golden calf. Those who want to come into the new age, come on the mountain. Those who want to stay down there and die. They're talking about you need to be prepared for the new age. You need to go get your ass cleaned out, nigga. Because I'm getting prepared for the new age, nigga. You get what I'm saying? This is what this is talking about. This is what this is. You are in an old mindset. I'm getting to the laws of my and principles. No, that's not going to happen here. You get what I'm saying? It's not going to happen here. You get what I'm saying? Because what it is you need to understand how to balance this bullshit out. You are in the motherfucking Kali Yuga, nigga. Get it together. You get what I'm saying? I done told you about this shit already. You get what I'm saying? You need to understand what the fucking thuggies are. You get what I'm saying? You need to understand what the fucking thuggies are. You feel what I'm saying? If you don't know, you better ask Sister Manya what the fucking thuggies are. You get what I'm saying? Or Google it. And what you'll find out is the worship of Kali. And one of the worships, how to worship Kali is stealing in her age. We're about to go back into a golden age. And what we have been calling Mayat becomes something new. We may have to call it Shaniqua. Tanya Johnson. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nene. You get what I'm saying? Mayat may become Nene now. You get what I'm saying? Because what you're talking about is we're going through these cycles.
Yeah.
We're going through these cycles, and now it becomes something new. So it becomes something new. So how do you become something new going backwards? So you're trying to recreate something, because in the Afrocentric thing, and it was, you clearly have become something better. You clearly have become something worse than you were then. But everyone had their whole pride on this African mindset. No one stopped and said, wait a minute. Maybe at this particular, because this has been around for thousands of years. So maybe what we're trying to obtain is this each one teach one, takes a village to raise a child. See, all that's later day, because all of that is how, see, think about it. If you're so advanced, then why does somebody need to tell you it takes a village to raise a child? Why does somebody need to tell you that each one teach one? You should know this if you're that advanced. You get what I'm saying? Would you tell that to a fucking a Kamite who's supposed to be so advanced? Did you know each one teach one? Why would you say that? Because that advanced. You know what I'm saying? That's like coming. That's like me coming to you, a grown-ass man. Did you know 2 plus 2 equals 4? Why would you need to say that? Why would you need to remind me of that unless you don't know your fucking arithmetic? So the mere fact that they have these sayings is another way of saying it. People had to say them because motherfuckers wasn't doing it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It was in the fall. It was in the fall. That's why it was so easy. The next step from what we were doing was the middle passage. You get what I'm saying? That was the next motherfucking step. You follow what I'm saying? So what we need to understand is we need to stop chilling in some shit that we already did. Quite simple as that. And what we need to understand, there are books out there based upon the new aeon. New aeon. And one of them, that's what we're going to deal with tonight. Everyone must have Peter J. Carroll, Libra No and the Psychonaut. Let me get a sip of this goddamn water. Libra No and the Psychonaut. Spell. And I know Esther's going to put the link up. LIBERNULL. Psychonaut is spelled PSYCHONAUT. An introduction to chaos magic. An introduction to chaos magic. He also made Libra Chaos by Peter J. Carroll. Carroll spelled C-A-R-R-O, two L's. Another chaos guy is Phil Heim. He made Prime Chaos. But we're going to deal with some of the information in Libra No and the Psychonaut, because some of their one lines that he's saying throughout this book, as I went back through this book, because I read this years ago, and see just my highlights. I only dealt with my highlights. And seeing the statements, because I'm trying to get you understand their mentality, or which is really the mentality we are supposed to be in now, that they understand where we're supposed to be, but because we're so busy trying to be Africans, you get what I'm saying, trying to follow some old African system. Listen, let me say this real quick so we real clear on this. Initiation. To be initiated, what it means is something or a process or a ritual has to happen where it shocks or activates something in the subconscious mind. So the initiations for certain pantheons, let's say Ifa, the Orisha shit, was based upon you having a lifestyle in Nigeria. So it was conducive to the psyche of the fucking people. So if you were in Nigeria, in Yoruba land, and you were a daughter, which is another caste system, a daughter of Oshun or a daughter of Yemenya, you were born a certain way, raised a certain way, you ate a certain way, your house was shaped a certain way, you hunted as a man a certain way, you gathered as a woman a certain way, you fucked a certain way, you did all these things which was conducive to the magical system that the motherfucking shamans laid out for your ass. So when you were initiated, because they had a certain system, a certain psyche that you were built upon, this initiation was meant to go with that. For instance, if you showed a weapon they never seen, if you showed that same Yoruba initiated gun who's never seen it, he will look at it and think it is a toy. But if you show a fucking Clipper gun, it will set something off in his psyche, because he's lived a life of gun violence, of his friends getting shot. So a gun symbolically to me, of blood in California, to an African who's never seen it, does not do the same thing. Therefore, an initiation for an African and an African-American, whatever the fuck you think you are, cannot have the same effect. If you want to initiate somebody, you better come up with some African-American shit to shock the psyche into a realization or another mindset for it to actually work. You cannot do what has already been done to something that's not even, you actually are advanced of just by being here going through the middle passage. You're fucking, you're not doing nothing. It's worthless. And initiation was no more, I hate to burst your bubble, than a priest trying to tell people, if you do that, then you're in. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you ask me to initiate motherfuckers, guess what? Go to the beach to eat sand, then you're in. But as a scientist, I go, guess what? All the shit is within you. And I'll show you
that's
the methodology
right.
for raising it up through meditation, through focus, through astral travel, through repetition. You get what I'm saying? Through chakra work, through crystal work, through candle work. You don't need none of that shit. But guess what? I ain't never heard nobody say, well, but guess what? Initiation's free. You know what I'm saying? This shit is about money, nigga. Y'all don't let that fool y'all. Scientists in the remix. That's all the fuck that should be in the remix. Don't come on my day. Don't come on my day you believe that bullshit. Don't come on my day just like I'm telling you Christians. Don't come on my day if you're in a belief system. I need scientists in this motherfucker. Motherfuckers who know it, all this shit is within. One of the goddamn occult sayings, as sure as we sitting here, is this. You don't need nothing in the universe. It's all within you. What the fuck does that mean then? What the fuck does that mean? That means you don't need no fucking priest to initiate you. Anybody telling you that shit is pulling your fucking chain and going for power. Or they believe that dumb shit because they was raised in that bullshit. Every motherfucker, I was raised in it, so I know. That fucks you up. That means from birth in your fucking goddamn psyche, somebody has fucking trained your ass. Just like any fucking Mormon or anything else, that this is how it's done and nothing else. You can't think outside the box. You're a fucking slave. You get what I'm saying? A slave. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If Bobby was saying it all along, he's only saying the truth. I'm only reiterating the truth as I see it, based upon study, not based upon fucking emotions and feeling good because of the fucking robe and the sheets I got on, fake-ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? With all of that bullshit. I'm saying, first of all, you need to explain to me this. How come every nigga in trance with the Orisha talk the fucking same? Hello, my child. Who are you? Like, every fucking drumming I went to, when these niggas in trance, what do you come to seek here for? I fuck them up. Well, talk African. That's when the shit stopped. You get what I'm saying? Fake-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? What do you come to bring me? Give me some candy. Fucking goddamn performance. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Performing. How the fuck am I tapping in? How the fuck has Bobby been tapping in for years without fucking doing none of that shit? Because here's the big secret. You don't need to do that. It's all within. Every goddamn nigga I talk to, including Christians, will tell you, well, I had this experience. You can't have these experiences. No fucking scared-ass, religious-ass, extra-ass niggas. So I don't need none of that. If you believe that, don't say I'm wrong. You ain't got to debate. Just go do what
that's
the fuck
right.
you do. You shouldn't even be interested in what I got to say because I'm being clear right now. I'm being clear right now. Ain't nobody because I'm not saying none of that bullshit. So now, we're going to deal with Peter Carroll's book, Libra Knowing the Psychonaut. And we're going to deal with some of the quotes out of his book to understand what we're doing. The first thing we need to do is understand some basic things. Chaos, because these dudes are talking about chaos magic. And what we need to do is understand what they see chaos magic as. Chaos magic is actually a whole movement. White folks have gotten these books. Let me see what year. Curious. If I can find it real quick. This book has come out. 1987. So all of these white people who think they're adepts, the Peter Carroll books are basically their Bible. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Out of the Peter Carroll book, you heard that there's the most famous saying that's out of his book, which is nothing is real, everything is permitted. Nothing is real, everything is permitted. Now, this is just a sub quote after you hear Crowley in the Book of the Law talk about do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. So all of these Illuminati people that y'all think are so special, and while y'all dealing with my yacht, they're dealing with that because they understand that that is what the new energy is. You get what I'm saying? So they're doing what they wilt and they understand that nothing here is real. There's no karma. So when you're dealing with karma, balance, reciprocity, what goes around,
right,
come around, that doesn't exist no more for them. So that's why they're doing what they're doing. You get what I'm saying? Now, these young people who you'll hear talking about these books, because they just found them and they can't go beyond them and it's the whole of the law, they follow these quotes like Bible. But what Peter Carroll actually did, and here's where y'all need to listen. What Peter Carroll actually did was explain the mat or one or a level of melanin. Chaos is the melanin. Melanin is chaos in the blood. Chaos means change, forever change. Melanin is always changing in the blood. Now, Aline did a lecture where he talked about these seven ethers. I don't remember each ether. But the sixth ether was light. So they tapped into the sixth ether when they started healing you with laser surgery and laser work.
Yeah.
That's the sixth ether. The seventh ether is melanin. And they, for the life of them, they cannot figure out melanin. So much so, they went on a whole campaign when they did the Down Low Brother thing. Because what they did was let this homo put out a book and try to explain to black women that every goddamn man is cheating on them. And when they did that, what women did was go get tested, give up their blood, because that's the most powerful. And what they were trying to do was they're trying to map melanin, but they cannot map melanin because it is chaos and it is forever changing. So to truly be in the mood of melanin, you must be in a state of constant change. You cannot hold on to what it is you call ideals, personality, ideologies. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you are not truly in the true change, which is the world up under this world. Creation is a product of chaos. You get what I'm saying? We're not talking about havoc. Chaos in its pristine state is constant change, constant potential. All things come out of chaos. This is what you are. And on earth, chaos, what comes out of chaos, is called invention. That's why black folks are the greatest invention, because we still have a connection to the chaos based upon our connection to the melanin. Right? Now, what we have been dealing with mostly is the magical physical aspects of melanin, not to shortchange any of the masters who have brought us information on melanin, but they'll talk about inner ear melanin. They'll talk about eye melanin, taste buds, where you taste differently. And then going on the details, I'm not shortchanging anybody there. Please believe I'm not, because out of these scholars' work, there's been a subset of scholars that have talked about melanin. Now I hear we're talking about DMT, but I've heard more about you take the mushrooms, peyote, these things activate the DMT. But melanin in your body has an aspect of DMT if you can spiritualize it. That's what you have to meditation. That's where you get Jesus turned water into wine. Every night you go to sleep, the kundalini rises, hits your pineal, and melanin begins to rush. But because no one's doing anything spiritual, the melanin gets absorbed in the neural system, in the nerves. Therefore, you get to wake up in the morning and say words like "black don't crack." That's why black looks beautiful, because the melanin is reinforcing it as you sleep. But when you're doing astral traveling, meditation, spiritual work, you get to keep the melanin in the pineal area, water to wine, and then the DMT aspect starts to ferment. Not as heavy as taking mushrooms or any of these other things, but so much so that you can start the communication process. You get what I'm saying? With other worlds, other entities, you name it.
Right.
That's where your psychic ability and all of this stuff starts to be energized once you start dealing with a conscious aspect of sleeping, astral traveling, lucid dreaming, and all these things. Yet again, something you'll learn how to do in my class. Now, the spiritualization of melanin has a whole different philosophy, a different realization that comes within. In Libra No and the Psychonaut, Libra Chaos, what he's talking about, which he does not have, is the spiritual nature of melanin and the mentality of realization that comes along with melanated work. In the book, he calls it Kia. That's what he calls this spiritual substance and Kia and Kia, because they cannot and absolutely will not say the word melanin. Because once you say melanin, the party's over. We can all, you can get your party bag and we can all go home now. So through the book, he references the word Kia as melanin. And once you understand this melanin, as I just pointed out, it's a wrap. You'll see everything he's talking about is melanin. So we're going to go through some quotes in his book that I've outlined. And again, my reading is bad. Now, y'all don't really know. I mean, I'm just a straight old man now. I got to look. And I got to, this is all my highlights from before. So we're going to see if we can make sense from this. All right. He says, this is about magical trances. Therefore, when selecting topics for concentration, choose subjects of no spiritual or egotistical, intellectual, emotional, or useful significance. Meaningless things. Let me read it again. Therefore, when selecting topics of concentration, choose subjects of no spiritual, egotistical, intellectual, emotional, or other significance. Choose meaningless things. Now, as Brother Panic told you, when you meditate to get rid of the ego, all these names, what should you think of? An apple.
Come on, Remy.
An apple. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because what I was talking about is you not choosing things that are intellectual or emotional or have any useful significance, meaningless things, and this is how you create your magical chance, a trance. When you start going in, I am my eyes and I am my, and I'm all these things, what you're doing is feeding your ego. And I don't, because I talk about this in detail in my class, so you're not going to get everything for free and all the folks that paid for it. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not going to give you every, I'm sorry, I can't. I wish I could, but I can't. But what it's talking about here is you need to, you're getting down to primary shit, binary shit. So your ego walks through the door going, I am the god of the universe. I'm the black woman. My vagina is the best shit that ever happened to this fucking universe. Okay, that can be true. But when you meditate on that, when you use that as spiritual significance, let me get these words that he said, spiritual significance, or it becomes egotistical, or it's your useful significance, you don't go into trance. What you do is you start to build up your ego, and you feel like you're doing something because your ego that wants to live starts to tell you you are making progress. So when you're doing this, folks, you're trying to bypass thinking. So to bypass thinking, you have to pick a most meaningless thing, not because you don't want to think why, because you know it's meaningless, and that's the science that you need to know. You get what I'm saying? That's the science that you need to know. You get what I'm saying? That you're dealing with something meaningless, and all you and the greatest thing you could do is pick something that is meaningless for the purpose of bypassing the ego, of bypassing an agenda. See, because one of the things I tell you, don't have an agenda. Don't have an agenda. But people will email me, well, how do you not have an agenda? People don't seem to get that. So when you go for this humble thing, when you go for this meaningless thing to meditate and raise up like a banana or an apple, when you go for that, don't logically think, well, I'm going for that because it's meaningless. You know it's meaningless, and you know that's the trick. So you need to understand that as the trick to bypass the ego or an agenda. You following?
Yeah.
It bypasses the ego or agenda because you built something. Because you pick something that's so early on, when I tell you, think of an apple, smell an apple, f- fall in the majesty of this apple. You might say, well, how the fuck is that about an obelisk or ISIS? No, when you thinking too high. When you come to that, you need to simplify. And that's what he's telling you here. And like I said, he's telling you exactly all the shit I've been telling you and how to do it. Let's find another quote. All right. This is something I've been telling you folks. And like I said, he's a white boy, so you might have to add your own shit. White magic leans towards the acquisition of wisdom and general feeling, faith in the universe. White magic leans more toward the acquisition of wisdom and the general feeling in the faith of the universe. The black form is concerned more with the acquisition of power and it's reflective of a basic faith in oneself. Let me read that shit again. The black form of magic they're talking about is concerned more with the acquisition of power and is reflective of a basic faith in oneself. So this whole thing about black power and black magic and white magic. White magic is represented as earthly magic because it is the light you already accomplished. So it is all about your earthly needs. The dark magician, instead of trying to scare everybody with Baphomet, your goal is to receive power. And you receive power there, and therefore it trickles down to this physical realm. Now, what I pointed out, that's why white people are dealing with nothing but dark magic, because they are trying, that's the true way they're trying to empower themselves, and because you are not dealing with it, they have empowered themselves, and that's why they're running the physical, because they are making strides in the astral through the path of what we've come to call dark.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Now, we need to understand on a better level, there's no white or dark. It's only a separation in mentality. Okay?
Right.
So the mentality of the darker side. So when you're still fucking on the fence trying to logically understand Baphomet but never looked at the symbol. You get what I'm saying? Never looked at the symbol because the dark side is nothing but the subconscious mind. So when you're trying to raise up the subconscious mind, what you're doing is going into what they call the hidden or the dark part of you, the part of you that you forgot. And I know you forgot. That's why you're getting Akashic Record reading, because Ms. Blue is going into the dark part of you that forgot to bring it out into the light. And what does it do? It empowers you. Has nothing to do with good or bad. It empowers you. You get what I'm saying? So you must be a dark magician, and your skin color reflects what it is you truly are. A dark magician that has this aura of light around you. Out of darkness comes light. You get what I'm saying? Out of darkness comes light. So to gain the true light, you must go into the darkness. You get what I'm saying? So the dark form of magic is concerned more with the acquisition of power and is reflective of the basic truth or faith in oneself. Therefore, when you hear me, now maybe y'all start to get to understand what the fuck I'm talking about when I'm going off on your ass, when I stop saying, stop asking me shit. Because if you do what you're supposed to be doing, then you will cultivate a basic faith in yourself. How do you cultivate a basic faith in yourself and just say, hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, what would you, is this right panic? You get what I'm saying? So that tells me, fuck what you did, fuck what you accomplished. It tells me you're not doing it right. Because ain't nobody going to tell me what the fuck's I'm wrong. It doesn't matter. It's right for me. That's what I tried to tell you when I was trying to tell your asses, Bobby made orange soda work for herself. One day I'll say, these motherfuckers was yelling on my food. You know, that's fucked up. You don't want to eat that. The next day, they yell on my food. That's good. You needed to eat that. I'm like, what the fuck? Because he's making it right because he has faith in himself. And whatever he says, he's ordering this reality to his reality. And that's the greatest fucking science you can do. Instead of trying to figure out right and wrong, you're still in the mindset of duality. So he's out the mindset of duality. He's thinking one way, basically. And that one way is, quite simply, whatever the fuck he says makes it go for him.
Right.
And I said, oh, I totally get what you're doing. You're trying to make whatever the fuck I say for me right. And I'm trying to make whatever you say for you, you. That's so when you
right.
deal with this subconscious thing, you're dealing with your own thinking. When you're dealing with this
yeah.
white thing, you're thinking with the thinking of the masses. You what the masses agree with. Fire hydrant is red, the fire truck is red. You get what I'm saying? So I agree with that because we all know that. White light. Darkness. Well, tell me something I never heard before, what I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I didn't know
mm-hmm.
that. That's why y'all getting what y'all getting. Because I'm telling you a bunch of shit, and you know. And then after it's all said and done, what makes it official is I can back it up with the books. You following what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about. Buy a herb pack, nigga, be somebody. All right. The self alone is God and should be recognized as self in all things. What they're talking about, and this is these are things that they cannot accomplish. The self alone is God and should be recognized in all things. Meaning, if you realize that, see, what we're doing here is trying to make our whole black race God. But just because I say the black woman has a vagina and has raised these kids, no, that's she is a God in her essence, but if she thinks like a human, she's a fucking human. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody asking us the book, yet again, Libra Null and the Psychonaut, an introduction to chaos magic by Peter J. Carroll with two L's. Get it. It's cheap on Amazon. And if you didn't hear the beginning of the show, I explained the whole history and the impact of what this is and why I'm even dealing with this. But you need
right.
to go back. Now, the self alone is God and should be recognized as self in all things. When he's telling you that, and like I said, this is an intensive study of melanin that he doesn't have. He's calling it Kia through the book, but he's trying to train white people to cultivate this melanin. So the realization of you being a god is a self pursuit. That is an initiation out of humanity, and I can go into detail about how I talk about how to get over humanity thinking, human thinking. Why saving the babies isn't the greatest fucking thing you can figure the fuck out. You get what I'm saying? Why in a human setting it's the greatest thing you could do, but the God that you're calling yourself does not save babies. They understand that these babies came down here with their own fucking path and have the ability to save themselves. How about that, niggas? Did you ever think these kids you're trying to save have the ability to save themselves? So how dare you call yourself a god and don't recognize the god in that fucking baby that you think is
That's
fucking
right.
sad because they're on a pole? How about they came here to get on a motherfucking pole and get them motherfucking
uh-huh.
single? You ever think that? What about having
mm-hmm.
faith in what it is you know and call yourself to say they're going to be all right?
That's
I
right.
need to save them. With the audacity of you. You need to save the fucking grown-ups because these motherfuckers is worse. Get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just chose to really fucking believe in what I know to be true, which is every motherfucking down here has the potential to be God, and they will manifest that shit and save themselves if it's their time to do it in this lifetime. I also believe that other bullshit you claim to believe, that this is a motherfucking illusion, and they never was on no motherfucking pole, and they never needed to be motherfucking saved. How dare you? Who the fuck are you to tell anybody they need to save somebody? You need to save your motherfucking self. That's why the self alone is God. Meaning you have a fucking hard chore trying to save yourself to realize what you truly are. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
then you need to, and then it says you should recognize God in all things. Well, what does that mean? That means that little child you think needs to be saved. I recognize the God in them. And therefore I don't need to put a titty in their mouth. I don't need to go pick them off the street and teach them Kabbalah or some old dumb shit like that. I recognize them as God because I see the God in all things. I have a quantum reality. While you have a fucking atomic, ignorant, human-ass goddamn reality that you can't seem to get out. Get it together, Slick. Get it together. What I enjoyed about this fucking book, because it explains all the shit I say in lecture form. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I've been saying this for years. You think Panic's just a coarse motherfucker who don't give a fuck about nothing. He must have been drinking liquor. Yeah, I am coarse and was drinking liquor, but the shit I'm talking, I could back the fuck up with science. If you so embrace that science, that's on you. I'm not trying to convince you. It is it is. I'm talking to motherfuckers on the vibration. I'm not trying to convince nobody in no argument. Fuck you. You say the fire hydrant's green? Have at it, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Have the fuck at
green.
It. But let's deal with
Money
some quotes. Oh, it's a white man. The white man to say, no, you don't get to say the white man crawls out the cave, but then he comes up with this kind of shit. That means it's your shit. He ain't come out no cave with this. He came out the cave trying to figure out what you don't want to deal with no more. You get what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can you smell what the rock is cooking? You get what I'm saying? So the self alone is God. Meaning your quest for God ain't about raising up the black woman on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Protect and respect the black woman. Motherfucker, she can protect your fucking ass to your cornball ass, going to jail routinely ass nigga. The only nigga protecting you in jail is your mama putting commissary and bailing your ass out. She respecting and protecting your ass, you cornball ass nigga. And then you come to the realization there's God in all things. Therefore, if there's God in all things, they don't need your help. That's your ego. They don't need your help. That's your ego telling, I need to save the black people. Fuck you, nigga. How dare you? What the arrogance of you? So I need to save the black. We doing this for the black people. These they hit me all of that. We got to watch what we saying to the black people. They don't even give you credit enough to say that's bullshit. I don't want it. Not even that. Like they came at super saver nigga. Nah. You need to save yourself, you ignorant fucking bastards. And then you need to recognize no one needs your fucking help. You ever think that? No one needs your fucking help. They got this. They came here for that. You know what I'm saying? Deep, undeep niggas. You know what I'm saying? When motherfuckers email me and their kids, oh, Panic, my kids lit a candle with me. They be in the yard with me holding hands, taking the ferries. She's living her path. She's doing her thing. Oh, Hotep. Then I get the other emails. Oh, Panic, my daughter told me she wanted to get some singles being a stripper. What ritual can I do to stop that? Well, what happened to her fucking path? You know what I'm saying? When she was out there holding hands with you, talking to the trees, all of a sudden she's deep because that's what you want. That's what you see as fine and good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
When she says, Mom, I came here to be the hoe, and that's what my path is, you know what I'm saying? What ritual can I do? Uh-huh. Get it together, Slick. You want to be conscious? Don't be conscious on the weekend when shit is going good. Be conscious all the motherfucking time, niggas. You know what I'm saying? What you say to that? Okay, what is a god but a man wielding the force of chaos? What is a god but a man wielding the force of chaos? He's telling you, what made you God is that you could wield the force of melanin. So he just, in other words, he said white people ain't God because they haven't learned the science of melanin. But what makes you God is when you can wield the force of chaos. To him, nothing is true and everything is permitted. There is no purpose in his existence. He is free to choose his own. Shit. The first part is profound, but let me say that again. There is no purpose in his existence. He is free to choose his own. Therefore, when I clown your niggas about following what everybody fucking says on Facebook, you have just given yourself a purpose to your existence. I need to get on there and raise up the goddess. I need to teach people and say Hotep. You're showing a purpose. You're putting yourself in a box. If you're a god, you do not do that. You get what I'm saying? You doubt, you are grown and mature enough to choose your own path. Every nigga say Hotep to me, I say, what's poppin', nigga? And watch them pause. You get what I'm saying? Just so I know, remind myself, I am free to choose my own purpose as a god wielding the force of chaos. Grow up, niggas. Read some more. Read some more, at least that. You know what I'm saying? Study, because what I'm getting is a real sad, sorry interpretation of people who are supposed to be advanced. And it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's real
right.
easy. You know what I'm saying? It's real easy to go beyond. It's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you one book. It should be profound. These are my highlights from when this shit was profound. You know what I'm saying? The only reason it came up because
right.
I'm giving it out in class. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so you got to read. See, they duping you with you trying to learn Swahili, but this is our science. No matter what white motherfucker, believe you me, if you God and all that shit that you fucking swear you are, you don't think on a spiritual level you got white people writing your information down so you
right.
can read, so you can get it again? Because remember where you was. You went down to the Chitlin circuit level of the game. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You still on some Tyler Perry shit. You know what I'm saying? You still on some Tyler Perry shit. You get what I'm saying? So you have to have something. Somebody had something. We ghouled them. You get what I'm saying? We ghouled these motherfuckers into keeping our information there. Once you can get over this goddamn emotional aspect, this emotional aspect of what's going on, you can really get into the science. And if you're saying you know that they just came out of the cave, how do they have this then? This ain't no such
right.
thing. No such thing. There's no such thing as them having science. They're only trying to reiterate because the most important thing they understand is to figure out what you already figured out. You just forgot or you're sleeping at this point. But now with taking back our information, which was only kept by record keepers, which on a more cosmic sense, to make yourself comfortable, they're our slaves. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You need
right.
They're our slaves. This is still their slavery. So if you need to feel better and dominate white people, yeah, they're doing this for us. Go get it. Go get yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because they don't
right.
know what to do with it. They don't know what to do with it. You know what I'm saying? They do not know what to do with it. They can't do it with melanin. They can't even say the word melanin. Through this book, he's still saying fucking Kia. You get what I'm saying? You know, they can't even say it. You know what it is. You know how it is. These are methods and men. See, how you activate melanin is with thought. So if you're in the mentality, you activate it. If you're doing human things, you're activating melanin on a human level. You need to activate melanin with something beyond. Now, I can't tell you that. I could talk for 2 hours on just how to do that. So take the class, my niggas. That's what it's about. That's what's popping right now. That's what's hot on the street right now. Know what I'm saying? Ching, 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 ching.
Right.
All right. Let me see. Okay. Thus, an expansion into a true existence can be easily called the dark ascent into matter, and the withdrawal from existence be called the return to the light. Let me see. He's talking about basically the plight of the black people, which is the dark ascent into matter. So the return into the light is what he's talking about, is where we're on the way to now. So the dark descent into matter represents the middle passage. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny Boy's on it. Our plight. We had to go. Bobby has talked about it. And even Elijah Muhammad has talked about it. When you plant a seed in the ground, it actually has to putrefy before it
yeah.
turns into a plant and start ascending. It has to germinate.
Germinate,
so we went
yeah.
through a germination process for our return or our ascent. So what he's saying here, thus the expansion into existence can be easily called the dark descent into matter. And the withdrawal from existence can be called the return to the light. So we're in the phase now of the return to light. And what we're doing here, which is very important to understand, is if we're holding on to white hate, Rodney King,
right.
welfare,
yeah.
holding on
mm-hmm.
to these things, we cannot ascend. To rise, you have to be light. So
mm-hmm.
to hold on, that's what I go back and hear the chakra story where I told about emotional attachments. And all
mm-hmm.
of these things are coming out based upon what we're coming into as this new age is already here. You have already access
yeah.
to it. But as we're coming into where people who are not even doing the evolutionary work are now starting to feel the effects of this new
mm-hmm.
ascent, which means us as conscious people must let go of these emotional things. so we can ascend into the true new light. That's why I pointed out before, new light is based upon the latest ascent into this darkness. So we cannot even hold on to things we think we love, like Mayat and these names and these concepts. These things also evolve because these spirits are nothing but aspects of your mind. So if you see Oshun the same way some Africans seen Oshun 100 years ago, after you know this is just nothing but an energy and it's the same mm-hmm. thing, then you are the one fucking up. They must evolve. Mm-hmm. You are the one who is standing on the floor talking about some old shit. Use black beans to cure yourself. That shit don't work, nigga. Use arsenic, nigga, because you have went through it. You know what I'm saying? Use OXXX because you have went through it. You are in another place. So my yacht has to be in another place. And I told you your name may be fucking Frida James after we've done. You get what I'm saying? No longer has to be what we called it then. It becomes new names. If you look at, and this is not just me saying this. You can, what it was is you can get Mog Morton's book, and he'll tell you all about Set worship in Sumeria. In fact, the Conan series, where they show you the priesthood of Set, where James Earl Jones turns into a snake. The real-life author of that book, they did a movie on him. The dude who was in the cell and Renee Zellweger mm-hmm. in that movie. And in that movie, what they show is when he was writing those series of Conan, he used to be in trance while doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be in trance while doing it. So meaning that whole Conan series about the Arcadians and all of that was channeled information. And they mm-hmm. showed it in the whole movie that it was channeled. Therefore, he was talking about the time of Set worship. Now, if you read Mog Morton's book about the worship of Set in later day in the dynastic period, meaning when the pharaohs, the dynasties came, Set
right.
became the bad guy. Set became
yeah.
the bad guy. But before the Big Dipper was called the chest of Osiris, it was called the
right.
thigh of Set.
Yeah,
or
thigh.
Vice versa. Or thigh of Set. I think the chest of Osiris now, thigh of Set. So, yeah, Tankum is the name of the book. And the other one. So what I'm saying is constantly that they would renew these gods. And to keep
mm-hmm.
them around, these gods would be the bad guy. For instance, Khonsu was the moon god before the feminine energy.
Yeah.
And in the mythology, Tahuti has a chess game and wins against Khonsu, which means they're giving over that old energy to something new because they were changing the deities with the time. You get what I'm saying? They were changing the deities with the time. And in Mog Morton's book, they tell you the burial rites in the time of Sumeria, they would cut the bodies up. So therefore, in the mythology, Set cuts up Osiris. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Cuts up Osiris. Therefore, so to keep the principles around, they just made the bad guy. They just made the old guy, the bad guy, took his attributes and put it in the new guy. So the attributes of Set became Anubis. And in Sumeria, if you look at Sumerian mythology, the god was Anu. You get what I'm saying? Which you
mm-hmm.
eventually get Anu, the Anunnaki. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you niggas are sitting
yeah.
around listening to motherfuckers
right.
go, the Anunnaki's bad. Anu is Anubis. Naki is the Nak is the snake god. Ki
mm-hmm.
is spirit. So you're talking
mm-hmm.
about this black spirit god, Naki. Anunnaki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it later became Anubis or
mm-hmm.
Ansar. You get what I'm saying? The feminine was Aw.
Mm-hmm.
Aw Set. You get what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
Tahuti, Anubis, and Osiris had the attributes of Set. That's how they did
yeah.
it for the new thing, to keep the party
mm-hmm.
going. So Mayat mm-hmm. that you're talking about needs to become something new. This is happening now. Y'all need to listen. Y'all need to go
mm-hmm.
come on now. Y'all hear me joking and bullshitting, but listen, if y'all
mm-hmm.
understand, I'm trying to teach y'all some real life-changing shit here. If you just study, I'm a studying motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? And if I'm, I don't profess to be right on anything, but I give out enough books for you to fucking get it yourself as well.
It is.
You get what I'm saying? You can figure it out. Read the same source information that I do. Come up with what you come up with. But like I said, the surface things of how you talk to me, I definitely know if you're not tapping in. You get what I'm saying? Just because I know when you're coming from a human place and you're coming from a spiritual place. See, there's another book. You probably won't be able to get this book. What's this bitch's name? Because I got it at, and it probably won't even matter. But because I got it at, it's an old, very old Egyptian book out of print, and I got it from Strand in New York, which has that. And she points, not only does she point out as well about the old changing to the new, she has a profound line that there is 1,000 paths to find light. There is no one path. So therefore, whatever path you on, as long as you're obtaining light, good job. But what I complain about is no one is really getting to this light. What I hear is a bunch of fashion design motherfuckers. Black woman's God, look at my hair, don't she look pretty? Black man holding a baby up with no fucking shirt on and all the rest of that shit. But nobody's really getting there. And if you're not here to do that, good for you. But I'm talking about the people who claim to be studying and send me these emails. Oh, Brother Panic, what you taught. All right, let's see what you're doing. Let's see what you're asking. Because I'm holding you accountable because you're the one in the remix every week. You're the one emailing me for herb packs. You're the one in the chat room going, yeah, teach, Brother Panic. You're the one who's saying all of that. So I take it personal now because I'm fucking, I talked 4 hours today and about to talk about 3.5 hours now. So I'm taking this personal. Right. You get what I'm saying? My throat comes now. It's personal. So all I'm saying to you is quite simply this. I want to hold you accountable for some work. You get what I'm saying? Some motherfucking work. So if you're even still talking, what I can tell, not even what you're saying, the perspective of where you're coming from with this.
Then
if you're penetrating to that world, which if you're still talking logic, then you're not doing it, and there's plenty of ways to do it. There's plenty of ways how to do it. Everything is about this. And like I said, so much so that I still offer a class to show you how to do it. Okay, this is something that I found interesting in the book. Crying is an infantile form of deconceptualization. Laughter is designed to protect the eyes and summon assistance. All right. Listen again, because I'm about to drop a fucking big duty on y'all. A big brown duty. Crying is an infantile form of deconceptualization. Laughter is designed to protect the eyes and summon existence. So now you understand why Bobby and I tell fucking jokes all day.
Yes.
Why we laugh all fucking day at what y'all niggas is crying about, because it summons assistance. So to truly get the spiritual, to truly get the spiritual power, we got to joke about old ladies falling down the stairs. We got to joke about kids at 13 and goddamn 6-year-old getting their period eating McDonald's. Oh, Panic, that's not funny. We should be sad. Right. What sadness and crying is an infantile form of deconceptualized laughter. Laughter is the true way you cry out, you silly motherfuckers. That's why I come in this motherfucker on fire, because I'm trying to call down the spirits, because they enjoy laughter just like you do. You walk into a room, niggas is crying. What you going to do? Go back the fuck upstairs. You walk in the room, niggas is laughing. What's so funny, nigga? I'm happy because you're tapping into a love frequency, and this shit is all about love. You get what I'm saying? Love. So you talking about, oh, the babies and the this and that. You sad, sorry sack motherfuckers. You are taking yourself spiritually out of the true assistance that you need.
That's right.
So why you think Bobby coming off of leg with just jokes? Oh, nigga, joke too much. You motherfucking right. That's how we call on spirits, silly fools. You know what I'm saying? Tricks are for masters, not kids. Tricks are for masters. Get it together, Slick. Get it together. We're teaching here, buddy. All right, let's find another scene from this book. My voice is getting motherfucking tired. I was talking all goddamn day. Ooh, Miss Boo Hoo, Jesus, you. All right, let's see what this is. All right. All right, this is another, and really, I really don't need to say this because this is something I teach in my class in detail, but I'll say it because we're there. Entities are drawn from three sources: those which are discovered clairvoyantly, those which characteristics are given to us as grimoires, spirits, and demons, and those which the magicians may create himself. I'll just say it because we're there, and I explain this in detail in class. The ones we discover clairvoyantly, that is the channels, the deities. Yeah. Remember I told you about the 12 monkeys? I discovered them clairvoyantly. The other ones we discovered based upon a system of mythology, you could say, characteristics. So Osiris, we could talk to Maat, Osiris, Oshun, whatever, whatever, whatever. And that's because we know their story, their mythology, what water to give them, what day, what time, and all the rest of that. And those which we make up thought forms. And I gave out the book Creating Magical Entities, because you can see the pantheon of entities that will actually save and help. So there's three. But see, like I said, I'll make it brief, because in the class I tell you the significance of the entities and the energy pack and what it actually does to deal with entities and how to deal with entities to energize yourself. So that's from my class, but since we were there and it's in the book, why not? All right. Let's see what else we got going on. Because I could talk for, like I said, I could talk for an hour just on that shit. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's see what we got here. Okay, here's something interesting. In the book, same book.
Mm-hmm.
The genius is not something added to oneself. Rather, it's stripping away the excess to reveal the God within. Now, this explains why I've been telling you for years, stop calling yourself these fucking extravagant names. Stop fucking calling yourself Aunt Woman. You know what I'm saying? Aunt Woman El Bay. Because the true genius is not something added to oneself. You don't find this, start adding unks, adding fucking braids, adding fucking clothing, adding tattoos, adding these fucking names, adding status messages, adding these languages of Hotep, these words. You don't find your genius that way. The genius is stripping away the excess to reveal the God within. Therefore, you have to be getting rid of all of this extravagant bullshit, this performance. You have to get down, I teach this in my class, to the real you. You have to come to terms with what it is you are. Don't say because the conscious community is not into porno, therefore I'm not into it, when you know you want to go buy some of that fucking porno. You have to come to terms with it and begin to love it. And then you have to laugh at yourself. Because that's when you're taking on the spirit. You can't take yourself fucking seriously. You feel what I'm saying? Believe me, you hear an aggressive voice to rope you into a lecture. But anyone who knows me, I rarely raise my voice. I'm very mellow, and I'm more than happy to buy you a pizza anytime you ask. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I don't take myself fucking seriously. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't
take
myself fucking seriously. And that's how you get to the God within, because you're dealing with the person you cannot lie to. Which is yourself.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? See, I know that you're lying to yourself when your name is Nimrom F-I-L, Lottie Dottie, fucking I came to party L Bay. I know that's a fucking lie. Because I know you don't say that in front of your fucking mama. You know what I'm saying? Guess what my mama called me? Panic. You get what I'm saying? Because she knows that. And she's like, see, I hate that motherfucking name. That sounds like a scared nigga. That's what she would tell me. To this day, oh, I hate that shit. She know who the fuck panic is. You know what I'm saying? She don't know who Nimrom Elohim Amin El Bay is. You know what I'm saying? And the one motherfucker you ain't lying to is your fucking mama.
That's
she
right.
know your
That's
ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So whatever I say today, my mom's going to be sitting there, and she will co-sign with that shit. Because I'm not fronting. You know what I'm saying? Because I learned a long time ago that God is within. It's not a fucking
That's
performance.
Right.
It's not what I call myself, how I portray myself, how I talk to you. Because trust me when I say, if I wanted to be that nigga, you niggas need to believe I could be that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Straight, you know what I'm saying? Walking in motherfucking lectures, putting my fingers in chicks' asses and not getting no feedback. Oh, that's problematic. How you doing? How you doing? All right, go and clean my finger, boo. I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? But I don't come like that. Bo Herder was there. He know. I sweep up that motherfucker. We sweeping up the lecture together. You know what I'm saying? That's how I know Bo Herder's name. No ego. You know what I'm saying? Came in panic.
Right.
You need help? I got you. Let's plug this in. Nigga was sweating. Had his rag and everything. You know what I'm saying? My nigga, bro. I said, that's the nigga I like right there. Ain't no fucking ego. You know what I'm saying? And you know it's the same thing. He had a lecture. I'll come and sweep his shit up, too. It's not that serious for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
None isn't serious. You fraying yourself. You getting down to the bare elements. You don't even care about. You see, Bobby acted this out because this nigga's a nigga who shows you dignity don't mean shit on a certain level.
Right.
These goddamn. We're not talking about standard, you know what I'm saying, standing there and peeing your pants dignity.
Right.
We're talking about this idea of thinking me as a big shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Believe me, I've talked to many lecturers. The motherfuckers think they are more expensive than they truly are. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Without fucking blog talk, the niggas will go into fucking in the Netherlands, in the netherworld. You won't even remember that shit. You get what I'm saying? It's not that serious. And I believe that in myself, too. I didn't do no more blog talk. That panic pack email would not be fucking ringing. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to
keep
it current. So you have, but you also have to come with information that's relevant. You get what I'm saying?
So true.
That's relevant.
True.
So with all of that to be said is another way of saying, no, I don't take myself seriously. I take this information seriously. What I take seriously is trying to be as truthful as I can, but also offer you the source of where I got it from so you can figure it out for yourself. You get what I'm saying? So this is all about a process of releasing yourself to realize the true God within. To add shit on these fancy goddamn fucking names, these fancy goddamn words. You know what I'm saying? Niggas hit me, oh, Patrick, we was thinking the same fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Our morphogenic thought frequency has hit the pyosphere like tonic grid and bounced back into the ethereal astral world for the same quantum connection that realized the same lesson. I said, guess what, motherfucker? I wasn't talking about that bullshit you was talking about. When you got a regular shit that said, talk to me, nigga. So these are niggas who are lecturers telling me this shit. These are niggas who motherfuckers is following and liking on their page. These ain't regular people. These are niggas who claim to be your fucking master. You get what I'm saying? And tell you that they need to teach you. You get what I'm saying? These are motherfuckers who claim to be your motherfucking teachers, who have the arrogance, you know what I'm saying, to tell you that they got to teach you some shit that you don't find within. You know what I'm saying? I have a little bit more faith. I think all this shit is in you sleeping. And all I'm here to do, that's why I yell it to you. That's why I say it to you over and over, because I'm only trying to wake up the God within. Get what I'm saying? I'm not trying to tell you I'm going to make you no fucking God. How dare I? I'm going to make you what you are. I'm going to make you what you are. I'm going to make you what you are. Fucking fairy tale ass nigga.
Nothing wrong with you. Absolutely nothing wrong with you. Yeah, powerful, yeah.
Right. Bunch of fairy tale ass mindset Negroes talking this kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? Even in your goddamn ignorance. Your mental ignorance, you are still a genius.
Yes. You're still a genius.
You pull your pants down, the world pulls their pants down.
Mm-hmm.
You wear skinny jeans, and you're ignorant. Shit, rap music was created, let's just sum it up. Rap music was created in your ignorance, and they still trying to figure that shit out 30 fucking years later. You get what I'm saying? That's in your ignorance.
Right.
So ain't nothing fucking wrong with you, know what I'm saying? You're only made to feel something's wrong with you so they can try to figure out shit like this and write books like Libra Nolan and the Psychonaut where they dropping all your shit because you think it ain't got nothing to do with you. You won't stay out of it, but all they do is repeating your fucking science. You get what I'm saying? While you in there fucking with a name longer than a motherfucking nigga's head. You know what I'm saying? You in there you in there goddamn longer than porno star Marcus Dick with a goddamn name. Fucking, you know what I'm saying? You in there with your name is longer than a porno star's dick on Facebook, and you somehow you have transformed yourself. You know what I'm saying? Enough already. Enough. We've had enough here. It's time for you to pack your fucking Rudy Tooty bags and skip on down the road, Wiz.
You said skip.
Yeah, turn around and keep skipping. Examine everything you believe, every preference, and every option, and then cut it the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're saying is, it's not about your philosophy, it's what you believe in your heart, and that everything you think you believe, the work here is cutting it down, stopping it, stopping it. You get what I'm saying? That's what
right.
you're doing here. So all that shit you think you are, I'm Mr. Hotep and I'm the father of the world, it has nothing to do with what the fuck you at now. Because right now,
right.
king, you know, that's my king, that's my queen. But the next sign I tell a king, did you pay the rent yet? You know what I'm saying? So get it together, Slick. King, you know the gas bills here, king. You know what I'm saying? Don't call me king until I dish out gas bills, baby. You know what I'm saying? Brother Panic will do fine. Larry in some fucking cases. You know what I'm saying? So what you're doing to get to that God within, and this particular section he's talking about is called self-destruction. You're trying to kill yourself that you call
yes.
these names. You're trying to kill the person that's called Panic. So everything you examine, everything that you believe, everything you prefer, and every option that you would choose, cut it down. Doesn't mean stop it, because sometimes a turkey burger is just a turkey burger. You get what I'm saying? Or sometimes you need to examine why you say these things, see these things, love these things. Because what you're doing is trying to annihilate what it is you think you are, and I've said that to you before. And what you're giving tonight is me trying to explain in a logical form all the shit I've been saying to you for years.
Right. And
you think it's just dramatic and emotional. No, now I feel like y'all deserve the science of what I'm talking about a little bit deeper about fuck humanity, fuck saving kids. You know what I'm saying? Not hating kids, walking around choking kids, but this whole fucking idea that you, this arrogance that you came to save someone that could save your fucking ass. Kids no more than your dumb ass. You get what I'm saying? They
right.
need to save your fucking, kids need to save the grown-ups. That's what needs to be. So the arrogance is what I'm talking about. And here's the fucking, or at least out of one book, because I could give you more, given them saying the arrogance of you not to follow that. The discovery
mm-hmm.
of one's true
mm-hmm.
will or real nature may be difficult or fraught with danger, since a false identification leads to obsession and madness. Remember,
mm-hmm.
remember, I told you before, you know, I used to read early on, you do this magic, you're going to go crazy, do this magic, you're going to go crazy.
Right.
And then I realized, oh, they're talking about your ego going crazy. Now I can see a bunch of crazy motherfuckers. So, again, the discovery of one's true will or real nature may be difficult. What is he talking about? Because we are so pussy-whipped by some shit the Egyptians did or some shit some Africans did that we're not realizing. You didn't do shit. So we're mimicking Oshun. We're mimicking Osiris. And I'm Horus L. Bay. But guess what? You didn't do shit. All you did was get a Facebook account, nigga. How to do, nigga? How to do? All you did was get a Facebook account. So the discovery of your true will or true nature may be difficult or even fraught with danger. Because you are trying to live up to something you haven't personally realized.
Mm-hmm.
Other folks have realized and made it a culture or a way of life. Because
mm-hmm.
you are a Negro and you have been there in the past life, you think that all you have to do is emulate the shit and you're there. That's
right.
why you can never discover the real nature or your true will, because you are now born in a new time where this rediscovery is absolutely supposed to happen as dictated the mere fact that you're back. And your name is Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Josephine.
Mm-hmm.
Jocelyn. Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Jehoshaphat.
Mm-hmm.
Jethro. That means you are the new nigga trying to realize something new, not what you already done. Therefore, Your true will or real nature may be difficult or fraught with danger. What's the danger? The danger of you falling into this fucking ego poisoning, which means you can never find yourself because now you have called yourself Horace. Get it together, Slick. That's the danger they're talking about. A false identification. A false identification leads to an obsession and madness. So now you become obsessed with this fucking Egyptian shit. You're telling your old dumbass grandma who fucking Osiris is. You're walking around with Ankh. You know what I'm saying? You're walking around with fucking Ankh, fucking Egyptian makeup on, headpieces. You know what I'm saying? You working at Walmart putting the shit away with a whole fucking Egyptian suit on. You're in madness. These motherfuckers, look, nigga, Egyptian is gone. Just the science is left. You know what I'm saying? What you got on this science? Nothing, nigga, but don't I look pretty? Don't I look pretty? You went mad. The danger is you will never get to yourself because you're trying to be something that's not even real anymore. Not real in the classic sense where you dress up and eat what Egyptians ate. You know what I'm saying? Come on now, Moors. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad y'all call yourself the new Moors, because historical Moors is a different attitude. So if I'm dressing up in sheets, you know what I'm saying, trying to teach white people in Spain, somebody need to whip my ass. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's talk about the Moors of today, but meaning doing some old shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm in sheets teaching these niggas how to walk and eat with spoons and Turkish bath. They said, wait a minute, nigga. Wait a minute. That already happened. You mad. You not that. You need to find out what it is you did, because, nigga, you grew up in fucking the projects in Detroit. So you need to figure out what's the next step from alchemy for a Project Detroit nigga. You know what I'm saying? A Motown hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Diana Ross. With some comedic shit on. That won't even look right. You're a Motown hoe. You know what I'm saying? Stop in the name of love, bitch. Stop in the name of love, bitch. You better go and put on that dress and do the fucking sugar shake. That's what I need you to do. It's like a nigga, y'all sing doo-wops, but now I rap. You ain't doing what you supposed to do, nigga. Stick to the doo-wops. You know what I'm saying? Stick to the doo-wops. You know what I'm saying? You need to get it together here, man. You know what I'm saying? This shit, you know what I'm saying? I know this shit ain't working out for you, because I've done the work. So I know it ain't working out for you. You can't pull the wool over my eyes and say, being this motherfucker talking that magical shit, guaranteed when you get home, you're just filling out resumes like everybody else. A person doing his true will is assisted by the momentum of the universe. And it seems to be possessed with amazing good luck. Let me say that shit again so you can realize how powerful that shit was. You get it? You work with me on this, people. A person doing his true will is assisted by the momentum of the universe and is seen possessed with amazing good luck. Okay. Once you strip away, as I pointed out, to get to the God within, once you come to terms with yourself and who you are, what it is you're here to do, not trying to be comedic, but trying to be the new comedic. Once you come to terms with the magic and honest with yourself and start getting into the work, all of a sudden, you are in the frequency of constant change, which is the universe. And constant change of the universe is chaos. And we know chaos is what? Melanin. Therefore, you have spiritually activated your melanin. Yes, Brother Panic has done that. And that's why I have amazing good luck.
Yes, and Miss Blue has done that as well.
Oh, no doubt. She better had as much phone time.
You know what?
She better had. I'd be a very disappointed young camper today. Of course Miss Blue has done that. Otherwise, we wouldn't have as many people in the chat room on the remix as we have today. It's recognized. You cannot front. You get what I'm saying? And again, I feel very good because, again, I feel the only thing I've helped you with is realize or help to cut through what was within. And you cannot make someone. You can only help them realize the epiphany of, oh, I get it. Now let me fucking amplify what I am.
Right.
Instead
what
of trying
I am,
to amplify
yeah.
what I'm trying to project or what I feel
right.
I should be. I feel
right.
I should be Horace, therefore I am Horace. No, no, I am Horace because I did the work to raise, to understand and raise the energy up. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And all
yeah.
I did is all I did ever in our early, early talks with Ms. Blue was say, no, no, this is the mentality. If you had this mentality, it sifts through a lot of the traps of humanity
yeah.
that we get stuck in. And Ms. Blue said to me, I am so glad I talked, one day she told me, I'm so glad I talked to you, otherwise I'd be calling myself
yeah.
all that shit too. This shit was just so funny. She, you know what I'm saying? So I can only do that if you have a certain amount of natural power in you. If you fall beyond that, the only thing we can
yeah.
start talking is book for you to start increasing your own power. I met Ms. Blue, you already fucking, y'all niggas already know what it was. Shit was a cakewalk. All I had to do was say, nah, well, think about it this way. Think about it that way. Well, if you inject that, think about it that way. But she already had her own
yeah.
thoughts walking through the door. And that's what,
mm-hmm.
that's really, so again, like I said, I knew she was a teacher. So first thing I said to her on the first phone conversation we had, you could do what I could do. So what the fuck are you talking about, nigga? You supposed to be ooh, nigga. I said, you could do exactly what I could do. I said,
yes.
we'll get there. And obvious fucking leap, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Obviously.
Right.
So, but this, real teaching is not taking somebody who knows nothing and giving them something. It's only helping them stay on a path of realization.
Okay.
And realization was within. You have to have some sort of power or something within to realize. You get what I'm
yeah.
saying? To
okay.
realize. And most people don't have nothing to realize. So is Ms. Blue doing it? You motherfucking right. Better be, else me and her got an issue. You know what I'm saying? Me and her got an issue. There's very few motherfuckers that
mm-hmm.
you can count on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
yeah.
so once you are in the frequency of the universe, which is love, the frequency of melanin, which is built in love, you are in the frequency or the momentum of the universe. Now, I spoke about this before. For the masses,
right.
we still get this information. This information is carried to us through the sun. So
yeah.
when slang and dances, remember the Freak, the Rock, the Patty Duke, the Boston Shake, the Jack Knife, the Y2C, the Wickedy Woo, you know what I'm saying? The
mm-hmm.
dump truck, you know what I'm saying? The dump truck, the goddamn chain, the penny candy, you know what I'm saying? When all of these dances came out, you would notice it would take over a craze of niggas. So what would happen was from the ancestor realm, because dancing is nothing but moving hieroglyphs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We doing these dances, the Freak, the Wop, the Patty Duke, the Jerry Lewis, the Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
the Jimmy Sham, the Boston Shake, the Crab Shack, you know what I'm saying? The Grease Pit, you know what I'm saying? Chicken and Waffles, you know what I'm saying? Side Dish, you know what I'm saying? The Butter Knife. When we doing these motherfucking dances, we're moving hieroglyphs. And this information is given to us through the sun. The sun is an illusionary sun, but the light that it projects, the ancestors can communicate with us. That's why when we go into the sun,
mm-hmm.
we get a tan because the melanin is actually coming into the skin surface to get the communication from the ancestors. And it tells us how to wear our clothes, slang, handshakes, styles. And that's how the masses of people get into, right, Mickey's monkey and shit. Like how the masses
right.
of people get into a rhythm of the universe, right? But once you bring enough light within or have enough light within, you no longer need that sun outside here, this illusionary sun, for information. The light becomes
right.
within, and you can have direct contact with ancestors, universe, or angels, any form of energy. Therefore, you're getting directly what's in the rhythm of the universe. But
mm-hmm.
this thing cannot speak to you if it's dealing with human thought, which is the ego. So if you
yeah.
are filled with ego, Nam Ram El Bay, what you're filled with is nothing but human thought or your idea of what a god would sound like if he had a name. You get what I'm saying? You don't realize Sherman Hemsley is a god. James Brown is a fucking god with his name James. James didn't have to name his Aunt Rocknetta for him to be James Brown. So him being all James Brown ever did was been James Brown. Get on stage and make it funky for you. Therefore, he can keep coming up with this because he's being true to himself. You get what I'm saying? It's not a performance. So with that being said, once I could see this light in you like I've seen in Ms. Blue, all is a matter. It wasn't a matter of teaching her anything. It was a matter of helping her move humanity out the way, a mentality out the way, and not falling into the mentality of what we have in the conscious community. So I was very hard with this with her. Fuck that. Fuck this. Don't do that. Fuck them. Laugh at that. Get away from that. While all the while, what I'm trying to get her to do is belittle a human mentality. Therefore, so her true self can come out. She's the one. I didn't say you should be an oracle. She said, you know, so I want to get some oracle cards. Then I want to ask out. Get that. Because she's showing me in her life what she's here to do. So now she gave me the ability to say, well, no, get that. Because I don't want to fuck with tarot. No, get some tarot cards. Do that. And then it became not how to be an oracle, because she already knew how to do that. It became a whole bunch of, listen, when you do it, don't talk about that. Don't talk about money. Don't talk about human shit. So that was my whole thing. Don't fall into that. Go higher. Reach higher. Take them to somewhere here. You can't teach that. It has to be within, but only to help her on the path in an early state to realize it. And then after that, you just on automatic pilot. I don't talk to her like that no more. Peer to peer. What the fuck you got going on? What the fuck you doing? I'm calling with no blue. Let me teach you this. You know what I'm saying?
No.
That would be my ego.
You never did
you
that.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But even especially now, you know what I'm saying? That would be my fucking ego trying to hold on and make her feel that she's always a subordinate to me. So yet again, clear example. I'm interested in raising peers up, not no motherfucking kissing my motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? I made rap songs when I was young. I already had enough ass kissing. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to get in here. You know what I'm saying? And I got a whole lot of pussy. So I don't need to be fucking getting pussy. I could be with my Khadija and be straight. So I don't need to go try to fuck you because you like what I have to say and all the rest of that shit. All that shit happened early. So this path I'm on you're not going to fuck me up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm on my grind. They're not going to fuck me up with all of this. Oh, Penny, look at my titty. Well, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Penny, teach me the ways. Nah, that don't do it for me. That don't fucking do it for me. Why? Because even my human friends today got a lot of respect for what I say. And nothing to do with consciousness. A lot of respect for what we've done. So I'm content in that area. Most of these niggas I see getting into it has a fucking void in their goddamn life. So they do this because they know what's in, and they fill in that void. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fucking failed-ass rappers. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't get their shit off. And all of a sudden, you the consciousness of rap. You know what I'm saying? Get it together, Slick. Get it together, Slick. You know what I'm saying? African man body is like fucking 70. Get it together. It already happened. You know what I'm saying? So what we need to understand is, you know what I'm saying, this true path, and I'm not saying everybody's on it. I'm only holding the ones responsible who say they are. It's not for me to decide. It's for you to decide. So we need to understand that's the mentality, that's the true mentality, and Blue could attest to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It wasn't about me telling her what she should be doing, how she should be doing
never
the best way. Everything I did for her was attack humanity. Don't fall into that. That's that bullshit. That's what we see routinely going on. And then when she becomes her true self, her true self is always in rhythm with the universe and her melanin. Therefore, good things happen. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Good things happen. Meaning she has the most powerful black show on Blog Talk. I dare someone to challenge. While you niggas are talking about 10,000 listeners, she's talking about 2 million listeners. Say it from no ego. I'm saying it because the only proof that she's in a rhythm of the universe.
Right.
And as the good book says, here, amazing good luck is happening. You get what I'm saying? And you struggling to try to promote some shit, that some routine shit to get your show hot because you're not in the rhythm. You're in the rhythm of humanity, and you gotta remember how dense and void humanity is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
1 minute they watching the nigga juggling and they think they deep, and the next minute they watching Sweet Brown. Ain't nobody got time for that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody got time for that. Oh, Lord, that's a fire. That's just as entertaining as anything you have. You get what I'm saying? Because that's what you're dealing with humanity. When you're speaking to something deeper, you're speaking to why they came to the planet. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're still trying to figure out debates and fucking arguments. You know what I'm saying? You're only showing your weak character. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
They know that you can't debate with some shit that motherfuckers feel spiritually. You need to know that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers is in love with Miss Blue because they feel her spiritually, not out of logic. Thought gives shape, and Kia, he spelled it, gives it power. And remember, Kia is melanin. So thought gives shape, and we could just say, and melanin gives it power. So everything, as I told you, is about thought. So now when you hear me saying these words, you niggas cannot complain when I say things like, stop thinking about the fucking Illuminati. Stop thinking about the fucking melanin. Because if thought gives it shape, your melanin is what's empowering them assholes. Each time you saw my chemtrail, you using your melanin to empower it because they made you think about it. Yet, you don't know none of this shit. You ain't never seen it. I told you before, the Illuminati could be at your house this Thanksgiving eating a fucking unicorn with you. And you would never know that's what that is. But this idea that only fucking five people keep telling you, David Icke and the rest of these guys, they're the only ones telling you this. And we got this whole philosophy. Beyonce's fucking a devil worshiper. Rihanna is a fucking Baphomet and all this kind of shit.
Oh,
we got
yeah.
all of this reality about it. So what are they really trying to do? Well, thought gives it shape. And Kia gives it power. So so your melanin, you're the only one with melanin. You're the one empowering it and giving it shape with thought. So they give you something to think about it, and what they need for you to do is take the bait.
Take the bait.
Beating Rodney King's ass. Beating Rodney King's ass is taking the bait. You get what I'm saying? Bait. Spelled K-I-A. You get what I'm saying? Bait Kia. Taking the bait. You get what I'm saying? So thought gives it shape. Kia gives it power. You get what I'm saying? Kia gives it power. So he's talking about melanin, but he could never say the word.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So let's see what else we got. So we need to retake our thoughts. That's what I've been telling you for the longest. You God, reshape your thoughts. Why are you thinking about this? You get what I'm saying? What they going to do. Never did. There's a white man sitting in a karate stand for 4 hours. At what time do you realize he's not going to throw a fucking kick? They're going to put us in concentration camps. You the one giving it power with your Kia, with your thought, with your melanin. How simple-minded could you be? Get off of that. All right, let's see what else we got. If any unnecessary or imbalanced scraps of the ego become identified with the genius by mistake, just that line alone, it is unnecessary or imbalanced scraps of the ego which become identified with the genius by mistake. So they're telling you the same exact thing, these names, these fucking, this feeling of free royalty that we have based on melanin, based upon being black, that is now your scraps of your ego being mistakenly identified with your true genius. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
These fucking this name and unk and this fake royalty within this language of these fucking sayings. For instance, when I hear all these sayings on Facebook, these old wise sayings, that which is wet will keep us all in water.
You know what?
You know, as you return to the great masters, only the masters have to return to you. As we walk the path is actually walking us. As I go within, that I realize which is without. As I sit here and open my can of spam, I realize the universe opens in synchronicity. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am.
Sam, I am.
I will not eat these green eggs and ham. Let me repeat what that bullshit is from. That is later day science that fucking masters had to tell dummies so they could stay on a path. So when you're quoting, anyone quoting that bullshit to you is telling you a fucking dummy who can't figure out how to get along. I take my kids and my kids take me. You mean to tell me you ain't figure out how to raise those fucking kids yet, you dummy? You know what I'm saying? You don't even need somebody to tell you that bullshit. That's not science. That's moral shit that's way later day. Anybody who thinks they're fucking a professional smart guy doing that has fooled mm-hmm. themselves and is the fucking imbalance and unnecessary scraps of their fucking ego being identified with the genius by mistake. That's not your true genius. Tell me fucking something out of this fucking world. Don't tell me how to fucking walk to the fucking store and ask an old nigga for change. He is an elder, therefore. Fuck that. No, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you doing. You know what I'm saying? He said, the genius by mistakes, therein disaster awaits. The life force flows directly into these complexities and bloats them into grotesque monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Known as the demon. Some magicians attempt to go too fast with this invocation, have failed in to banish the demon, and has gone spectacularly insane as a result. So what they're talking about, raising up this energy is actually a process. And the demon represents, in this case, the ego.
Mm-hmm.
The ego. The demon is also the genius, but it represents your old genius.
Right.
Now, I want you to listen to me. So when you're saying I'm a Kamite, that is the demon because it's your old genius. And therefore becomes a part of your ego. You following this now? Here's where it gets complex. The demon, the word demon means Damien or genius. So when he's telling you your real genius, he's talking about the new genius. The fragments or the scraps of your ego, of what you were as a Kamite, as an African, and the rest of that. That's the scraps of your ego. Why? It already happened. So when you inject that into your new psyche, then you are using the unnecessary parts, the imbalance parts, the scraps of the ego that become identified with the new genius. You get what I'm saying? So each time you say, I'm a Kamite and I live a Kamite life, that's your ego. It's not new shit. You've done that before. You get what I'm saying? That's like fucking Michael Jordan trying to get drinks off of some shit he did in the 80s. You get what I'm saying? What have you done now? You ain't dunked now, nigga. You get what I'm saying? You dunked before. So him walking around, you know, Michael Jordan may be a bad example, but we talking about some niggas like, you know what I'm saying, Lynn Bias, some old nigga that, you know what I'm saying, that ain't did shit forever. You know what I'm saying? Holding on to that old genius. What have you done for me lately? Janet Jackson told you this shit. You get what I'm saying? Janet Jackson told you this shit. Somebody wrote this book is profound. No, the book is not profound, nigga. I'm trying to break this book down.
Yes,
so you can understand the interpretation. The interpretation I'm giving you is profound. If I just read the book, if you don't get this mentality, you'll just be reading another motherfucking book. I'm trying to break it down and trying to show you what I've been telling you through an intellectual form. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? What we've been doing here in the remix, that's motherfucking profound.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? But you don't really get it. So I'm trying to show you in an intellectual way that bring it back to what I've always been talking about here in the remix. You get what I'm saying? I'm breaking down this book for you. You get what I'm saying? I'm breaking down this book for you, and I'm trying to show you ways of thinking where when you read any book, every goddamn book I gave you in the book goddamn list is motherfucking profound. Please believe that if you know what the fuck you're reading. You get what I'm saying? I'm trying to give you a mentality of how to deal with these things. And first and foremost, knowing they're talking about you and your fucking melanin. Your melanin is profound. You are profound. You get what I'm saying? What I'm trying to show you is the traps that I've been telling you in a goddamn dramatic form where you just think it's how I act. You get what I'm saying? Because how I act is very different. what I'm trying to do, what I can do, is break down in a very short period of time the details in the backup of what the fuck I've been telling you since I got here. You get what I'm saying? So that's what's motherfucking profound. You know what I'm saying? So let me say it again. These things become the demon or the old genius or the evil. Set, I told you already, was the old. They worshipped him and then he became demonized. He became demonized because he's the old pantheon. So Horus represents the alchemy. It represents what you went through here in the Middle Passage, what you're going through, and Set becomes evil and you dethrone him based upon the alchemy, based upon what you were transformed into. So basically, y'all doing the worst evil in the alchemy game by holding on to them scraps you call comedic science, African science. You're supposed to understand that as your history to pick up where that left off, not to become it again. So the unnecessary imbalanced scraps of the ego are that. And it is identified with the genius or the demons, the new demons, by mistake. That's where the disaster waits. It the life force flows directly into these complexities and bloats them into grotesque monsters. Meaning he's talking about it inflates the ego. It bloats them into these grotesque monsters where your fucking name is now longer than a pornographic dick. You get what I'm saying? These grotesque monsters. That's what it's talking about. I say some shit, motherfuckers attack me like, how dare you put that picture up? One nigga emailed me, panic, this picture really offends me. Will you take it down? Suck my ever-loving nuts to the salt is off. You get what I'm saying? The arrogance of you. And then you send me a friend request? Come on, man. Enough already. You niggas have lost your mind. You're dealing with morality. One of my first thing is, no, nigga, I'm past morality. I have no fucking moral standards. And when you learn something, you understand that's something to be proud of. You get what I'm saying? It's something to be proud of. It's not a fucking terrible statement at all. That means I graduated from your stupidity. I'm graduating. I don't have to be here. When I die, it's my choice to come back. And I beg to differ if I'll be coming back talking about we in the remix part 3. You should have got it this time. I don't think Miss Blue's coming back as much as she like y'all.
No.
we going back to Tiamat to have a damn party. A Honolulu, a Wahoo, with plenty of macadamia nuts. You know what I'm saying? Get this party on. Some magicians attempt to go far with these invocations, have failed to banish the demon, meaning have failed to understand what I'm explaining to you now, which is banishment of the demons, meaning you don't define yourself through Egypt. Even if you were supposed to do that, you know how many fucking societies that we had that you could tap into? You know what I'm saying? So I don't define myself through that. I define myself through my experience now to recognize how to God within. For instance, there's Lama Dama. Lama Dama is the slave dressing, you know, version of Isis or the Great Mother, but she looks like Aunt Jemima. That's the new version of Isis because we went through this slavery thing. So that's how Isis shows up. How does Isis show up today? Aunt Jemima. You get what I'm saying? So that's the new Maya. That's the new Great Mother. You get what I'm saying? Not to say you listen closely now because you niggas get real confused real easy.
Oh.
Not to say you should be disregarding any of our ancient studies. Meaning what I'm saying to be clear is you should not be becoming any of our ancient things because you already are our ancient thing. You only need to realize that. But what you should be reflecting is what you are becoming new. That's alchemy. You have done that work already. So what I'm quite saying is not throw it away, not ignore it, nothing to be disrespected, but it's nothing to do over. You don't need a do-over. You don't need a do-over. You need to honor, protect, and respect. The motherfuckers represent my house, represent my energy stream, represent my aura, my consciousness, my pineal, all that shit you name is represented there. But I don't walk around calling myself these things. It's not necessary because I've done it already. I'm an OG with this. And all you have to realize is so are you. There was this Buddha thing I was watching. So just so I throw this in so I don't forget. They was doing some divination, and they took these balls with words on them. They would roll the balls. The first ball would come out would be their answer. He said, well, how can you do that? What does that mean? He said, well, what you need to understand is the Dalai Lama saying this shit. What you need to understand is we see and understand that everything is related and connected. So therefore, the mere fact that you said that this is going to give me my answer is all you need to do for it to work. Everything
right.
is relative to you and your perspective. So when I talk about, I say that because when I talk about magic, it works because everything
yeah.
is connected and everything's relative to what you make work.
Mm-hmm.
So you're busy looking for a formula that's going to work and not realizing that you make it work because everything is connected in this conscious collective mentality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when niggas start telling you this is wrong magic, that's right magic, you tell them to suck the salt off your balls because that is so fucking stupid if you're a scientist. You get what I'm saying? Everything in this conscious collective, you make it real because it's relative from your perspective because you are the one who's dictating the perspective. So whatever you say is real. Blue told you I could read you on a grain of rice because
yes.
what she's telling you is she figured out ain't no fucking trick. The trick is
right.
the trick is you make it relevant and the power is within you. So
yes.
everything becomes magical if you understand that. Stop looking for what ritual can I do? Fucking make one up. Because
right.
it will work because you make it work. You don't believe it won't work. It won't work because everything
nothing
is relative to
work.
Your perspective.
Right.
You could do fucking anything here if you know what the fuck is going on. If you know, you don't get to say this to the illusionary world. And when I say, well, manipulate the illusionary world, but what ritual do I do? That's a crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. It is impossible for us to understand chaos because the understanding part of ourselves is built out of matter. It mainly obeys the statistical form of causality. So that means you're trying to logically understand your melanin. Okay, 10 minutes ago. You're trying to logically understand your melanin. You're trying to logically deduct what I'm saying. That's not how it works. So when I hear a bunch of logical people giving me logical things, I'm saying you're not dealing with the melanin, you're dealing with logical. The best way is causality, meaning cause and effect, meaning you do something for it, and it does something for you. So you say, I want $1 million, you have to do something, get into the melanin. In my class, I teach the details of imagination, realization, thought process, and all the rest of these techniques. That's how you do something. That's how you call cause and effect, which always works. Cause and effect is one of the laws of Tahuti, baby. So you need to, that's why it works. You create the cause, which is, the cause is the ritual, and the effect is the result. It works because of that, not because you did some, you threw some magic fucking bean some fucking weird niggas.
Okay.
Get it together. Get it together. It works because of that, because of cause and effect. Laws of Tahuti. It works on a principle that cannot fail you. Magic cannot fail you. There is no right or fucking wrong.
Right.
Because it cannot fail you based upon one of the laws of Tahuti, cause and effect. Whatever you put in, you will get an effect. It's guaranteed. You reap what the fuck you sow. So you niggas need to sow some better shit to reap magical results. What you're sowing is human and getting human results, which is fail, go, or interpretation. No, you got to get into the swing of this thing, the mood of this thing. You can learn this kind of shit in my class. People have been learning this kind of shit in my class, and don't ask me. They give their emails where you can ask them direct on the whisper tip. You know what I'm saying? You, not only can you do it, that's the only thing you got. If you're doing it now, you're just doing it with ignorant-ass results. So, again, email me, panicpack@hotmail.com, all your magical supplies, or to get in that class, I'm taking payments now. Get in it. Get in it to win it. We're doing it December, looking like towards the late December, maybe mid-December or late December. And you got to remember, chaos is the understanding part of ourselves built out of matter. You get what I'm saying? Because it is not. We will never understand. It's impossible to understand chaos because it's understanding part of ourselves built out of matter, which merely obeys the form of causality. So we will never understand it because we need to get into a zone. You never understand why Stevie Wonder's albums make you feel the way you do. You can explain it, but ultimately
right.
they do what they do because they are something that's in action. there's something in the cusp of the universe. And that's the mentality you have to get in to get this done. So what I've done today out of one fucking book that shows you what all these white people are following because they're trying to understand the science of melanin, Colin Key, that you have naturally, that you've already accomplished, he's giving you the laws of a magical mindset to activate melanin without saying the word melanin. You give him saying, Libra No and the Psychonaut, an introduction to chaos magic. Chaos magic is nothing but melanin magic by Peter J. Carroll. Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L. You get what I'm saying? This book is so known, when I was working in IT, my boss seen an Apollo book on my desk. I was like, oh, the jig is up. He came and said, oh, this shit is hot. He said, this shit is hot. Have you ever seen Peter J. Carroll's book? Nah. Called Bobby. He said, oh, man, that's it. I never gave that to you. That's such a fucking standard. I thought you already had it. So I bought him and read him because that's how known it is, even in the semi-mundane world. This dude was from Haiti, so, you know, in the semi-mundane world. But but I've seen blog talk shows where little followers of this shit came on and, you know, nothing is real, everything's permitted, went through their whole fucking spiel just reading out this book or dealing with the principles of this book like no one made it, like they're the only ones that made the shit up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But they Bibleized it. So for you, if you understand this to be connected with melanin, you should be getting the grease hot. So what I used in this book was try to explain all the shit I've been cheerleading to you niggas all the time and why it's so important. I hope you got the message. If you didn't get the message, my suggestion to you is you're probably going to need to take this class, my niggas. More than welcome. Sign up. The class keeps going. It's constant. About a month cycle. I take a couple of weeks off. Then we back on it. If you are not in Atlanta, because niggas are saying, I can't come to Atlanta, it's by Skype. You could be in the very comfort of your own home in your very own drawers and get it done. You get what I'm saying? So you need to do that. You need not forget, I got a Panic Pack 3.0 coming soon. Don't bug me for it, nigga. I'm going to tell you when it's out. It's always going to be your first on the remix. When it's out, get your 3.0s. Just a little bit more to the... A little bit more in the game, you get what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, them 2.0s will still put you on your ass now more than ever. Different forms of packs, love packs, if you need that love, lust packs. If your pussy is broken, you know, your dick ain't doing what it's supposed to do, get a love pack. You know what I'm saying? Hex pack, you know what I'm saying? Oils, incense, any of your magical needs, pooja's coming soon, always new items. So what I like to see is motherfucking a shitload of emails, get the new list, talk to Brother Panic, and let's say get it on. We're coming into this at the peak of this new shift coming in, you want to know some shit. Bo Hurdle, I know I'm going to see you in class because all the OGs came through. So you need to make it do what it do. Come on, folks. And it's been another lovely night in the remix, and we'll hand this over to Miss Blue.
Yes.
And I hope you niggas got what you're supposed to get because it's on.
Yes, yes, yes. You guys, great share tonight, Brother Panic. As always, great to have you in the house. I know we're going to have to do, we didn't get a chance to get to the Q&A, but so much information, so much needed information.
Yeah. We'll do another, remember this, whenever you're ready, bro. We'll do a straight Q&A on this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. On this subject. It's very important, Rainbow. I think... I went with a lot of energy tonight after even speaking 4 hours yesterday and 4 hours today because that's how important I think this is.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga like me need aromatherapy right now.
Yes, definitely. You guys, great share here tonight in the remix. It's been a weekend full of lots of information. You have to get this show. Definitely you want to download. This show, you know how to reach Brother Panic. You want to find out about classes. You want to find out about chants. You want to find out about baths or any of those things. Just get the whole list. Email Brother Panic, panicpack@hotmail.com. And definitely don't forget, if you like the show, like it. If you love it, and I know you did, love it, leave a comment. Leave a comment here. Leave a comment over on Facebook. Leave a comment there. And, yes, download. It's been a great share here tonight. I definitely thank you for coming on. Trust me, I know about doing the classes and then coming to do the show. So powerful information, you guys. You got what you needed, as always. Brother Panic was in the house tonight. We'll be back next week, live in the remix. You know how we do, Friday night. We'll be here. I'll see the rest of you guys this week in the readings. Oh, boy, a week full of powerful readings. Will we, let's see, what is this week coming up? Oh, we have Thanksgiving coming up.
Right.
Thanksgiving coming up, so I know a lot of y'all will be over there celebrating Turkey Day. And doing all
oh, yeah.
That.
See, listen, let me say this. It never fails. Herd pack sales dry up around this time of Christmas. You front-ass niggas. You still going to Thanksgiving, and you still buying Christmas gifts. You know what I'm saying? And then when y'all get, then I'm overwhelmed when tax season comes.
Yeah.
It dries up in November. Come on, get it together, Slick, so I know you're still buying turkeys.
Yeah, people getting their little dinners and stuff together. Whatever you decide to do during this time, you guys, you know, do it. Be safe with it. Be with love with it. And be true to it, definitely, most definitely. And have fun. Have fun. I want to throw this out here really quick. If you guys are in the ATL, and I meant to mention this, Mr. Anderson of I Grow, You Grow is going to be doing a workshop on November the 23rd, 2012. From 2 until 4, you guys know him, Green Magic, everything he's about. Find out more about it. Go to igrowyougrow.biz, or you can call 678-235-5772. Let him know you heard about it on the remix, and go support. You guys who are doing Black Friday, hey, support all the brothers and sisters that y'all like to say that is bringing the work. Lots of people here on the remix, Brother Panic, Brother Bobby, and Brother Wayne Chandler, Queen Akua. We can go on and on that has visited the platform. Use your funds for Black Friday and support that, of course. If you don't have the Know Your Magic audio workbook, you need to get it. If you don't have the Kim Deck, I don't know where you've been, but you need to get it. So lots of things coming up. We're in a powerful time. Very amazing chair, as always, with Brother Panic. Great to have him in the forum. Love you so much. And we're going to let it do what it do, you guys. So peace and love, you guys. Don't forget to download. And peace and love to you, Brother Panic. Thanks so much for coming by the remix.
Absolutely, Miss New. Peace.
Peace, you guys. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. So, hey, see you guys in the remix. Next week. Brother Panic got classes. I got the Kim class. We got classes. We got work to do, and we know you guys do too. So see you on Friday night. Peace, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you guys. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit.